Krivitsky alongside John Lyons, coming to you live from the Pepe Compound in Boston, Massachusetts. We are going to get to the Western Conference Finals, which we touched on from a betting perspective with John Ryan in the first hour. We also talked about the Mavericks-Suns perspective on the Game 7 there and that series and the collapse. We covered a lot of ground there, from Dallas to Booker to DeAndre Ayton and everything, where Phoenix goes. But for Chris Paul, the way that it works, your legacy swings wildly. We're seeing it here in Boston with Jason Tatum, from one great game to a bad second half in Game 1 of the Conference Finals. CP3, when he put up 41 to close out the Western Conference Finals last year, a lot of his shortcomings in playoffs past were forgiven. And maybe people needed to dive further into those when they were laying perhaps too much blame at his feet. But nonetheless, that's the way it worked. And then this year, it is back to, you hear people say, way overrated, can't win with him in the postseason, wouldn't want him on my team in that regard. I mean, he is starting to get hammered from a legacy standpoint.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to, too, they had a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals, and they blow that. Then we just talked about how this year ended. And you look at Chris Paul's career, right? So they don't win in New Orleans. They blow series leads with the Clippers. It never really works in Houston. It's, you know, he has that weird, like, lost time at OKC. Comes to Phoenix, has this resurgence. And look, this is the way I view Chris Paul. I think he's a Hall of Famer, but, like, I don't think he's one of the 10 best guards of all time. Like, I think that's the thing. When people thought of Chris Paul 10 years ago, they thought of him in that group of NBA players, like, with LeBron and with Carmelo and those elite of the elites. And, yeah, he was, like, approaching that group and maybe in that neighborhood some years. But I don't view him as, oh, if I'm making a list of top 10 point guards ever or top 15, I don't know if he's there. But Hall of Famer, but I don't know if he's at that elite, elite level that maybe parts of his reputation would make people think.
See, and so I think that speaks to just how much of a beating he's taking right now. And it's not just because, obviously, it's one time in a vacuum here. It's a laundry list of disappointing moments in the playoffs. And I do look at it more than anything and say, when you're 6 feet tall and so reliant on, you know, being able to dribble the ball and create off the bounce, it's really hard to be durable. Yeah. And consistently in the playoffs, he hasn't been that. So it's just difficult to believe he can be the best player on a championship team. That was something that we talked about earlier.
Guards and, being the best player on a championship.
The first name you brought up was Magic, who's 6'9". And the next guards you brought up were Isaiah Thomas, who I don't think people realize just how phenomenal of a player he was. And then the next one is Steph Curry, the greatest shooter ever. So you have to have some sort of an outlier trait within you to be able to get to that next level. And Chris Paul is a brilliant basketball player, one of the smartest minds out there, usually the smartest one on the court. But nonetheless, it's not enough at that size to propel you. And so that's what we're seeing from Chris Paul. And that's why I think his legacy, that ceiling comes lower than probably his most ardent supporters would like.
Yeah, and he's not alone in this generation. Like Allen Iverson, another good. And I take AI over Chris Paul. I know it might sound weird, but he was just electric. But he was the best player.
One has an MVP, one doesn't.
He was an MVP, but still didn't win. Wasn't the best player on a champion. Right, Dame Lillard, another guy. Kyrie Irving won a championship, but, I mean, that was LeBron's team. And Kyrie Irving was brilliant in that finals, but they're not winning that without LeBron's triple-double in Game 7 and his performance. So I think, like you said and we talked about, if you're going to win a championship and your best player is a guard, it's got to be an outlier. And I would even add to the Steph Curry thing. He's the best shooter of all time. He had another top five shooter of all time in Klay Thompson right next to him.
And
they had Draymond Green. Yeah. And then a couple of years, they had Kevin freaking Durant. So, and you could even argue those years Durant was the best player on those champions. So Curry was the best player on the first one and then the second one that lost in Game 7. So, yeah, I think for you to be a guard and be the best player in a champion, it's an outlier. Which, not to go fully back into the Suns, does spell a little bit of worry for Devin Booker.
Yeah, exactly. We hit on Booker, so we don't need to revisit that. But it definitely has to be a part of their honest off-season reflection as they look to recalibrate the roster. But with Chris Paul, awfully difficult. So now that probably, you would think, was his last best crack at a championship, at least as a major player in it, someone who is at least riding shotgun next to Devin Booker. And for Dallas, they move on to the Western Conference Finals. They face these Golden State Warriors that we were just talking about there. What are your thoughts on this series?
So Dallas won 3 out of 4 this year, but the most recent game was in early March, and the Warriors didn't have their big three for any of the four games. So to me, this is totally different for the Mavs. Like, yeah, they had a great win, as we talked about, against Phoenix. They've beaten Golden State 3 out of 4 times this year, but this is a different animal. This is a legit multi-time champion team with elite Hall of Fame players. And by the way, I don't know how you feel about this, but I think Golden State, with Kevon Looney and Jordan Poole and next year and in the future with James Wiseman, it feels like they have this second core coming up through. And the player that I'm watching the most in this series outside of the main stars is Jordan Poole. He's averaging 23 points a game since the All-Star break, but only 12.5 points a game against the Mavs this year. So I think if he plays really well, that post-All-Star break Jordan Poole, I think the Warriors win this series in 5 or 6. But if the Mavericks contain him a little bit, then I think the Warriors still win, but it's a grinded out 6, maybe 7 games.
Another really exciting prospect they have is Jonathan Kuminga.
Who I didn't even mention. Yeah.
You know, sometimes during this playoff run, he hasn't played, but especially with the mitten, Gary Payton II going down, he's been relied on more, and he's been okay. I don't want to say he's been great or anything like that, but I think that he's handled himself, and just the flashes of potential of what he can become are there. There's a reason he was a top 7 pick in the draft and could be a really exciting player. I'm not saying he will, but he could be better than Jordan Poole when their careers are all said and done. So it's really exciting to have both those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Plus Wiseman, who's like a complete wild card at this point after not being able to play this season. And Golden State, where my mind went as you were talking about this next wave, it reminds me a little bit of Jerry West banging the drum for them not to trade Klay Thompson for Kevin Love. There's all this chatter of could they trade a package of these prospects, if you will, for a Bradley Beal, for instance, and they've held on to them to this point, and I think it's really working out in their favor.
I would agree completely, and you mentioned the name Gary Payton. Like, that is an ancillary piece in this quote-unquote new core. He's a really good defensive player. I mean, he was the best defender Ja Morant faced most of the season, and I think not having him, and who knows, he may play later in this series, but whether he misses 3 games or the whole series, that gives the Mavs a pretty nice advantage, because I think that's a guy.
The authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball, and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Ross Langer.
A very pleasant good evening to you. It's a beautiful spring evening in Reno. And for Las Vegas, they're hoping it's more beautiful than last night's opener here was. It wasn't beautiful at all for them. They lost the ballgame 14-6. It was the most runs the Aviators have given up in a game in the 37 games that they played. And it was the most runs that Reno has scored in a game. So today, the sun came up, and it's a brand new day. The Aviators will try to get even behind right-hander Colin Wiles, a native Midwesterner who's from Kansas. He's 3-2 with a 4.84 ERA. He's been pretty consistent this year with his outings, and left-hander Tommy Henry will get the ball for Reno as they try to make it 2 straight wins. Henry in 7 games, one of them against Las Vegas, is 1-2 with a 4.35 ERA. Henry is from Portage, Michigan. So the one highlight last night, the Aviators did go back-to-back-to-back when home runs. It happened in the 6th inning. They were down 8-3, and all of a sudden, Matt Davidson hit his first home run as an Aviator. Over the fence and right, Dermis Garcia followed with a home run to left off starter Ryan Nelson, the young man from Basic High School in Henderson. And Billy McKinney, line one to right for a home run. Three straight home runs that cut the deficit to 8-6, but the Aviators were getting no closer. And Reno pulled away to win 14-6. Our pregame guest before tonight's game, and the temperature's right now hovering around 80 degrees. It's just going to cool off some as the evening goes on. It's really beautiful out here. Our manager, Fran Reardon, will be our pregame guest this evening. Last night, we had the ABS system in place, automatic balls and strikes. The strikes and balls called electronically. And how did that go for game one? We'll get Fran's opinion on that and more after this.
Somewhere at a house party, a game of beer pong ends in victory.
You're done, son!
The loser takes another hit of weed and staggers towards the door.
You okay, man?
Dude, I've never even been pulled over.
Yet.
Who asked you? I don't even have a speeding ticket.
Yet.
Come on, it's not that serious.
Yet.
Ooh, ouch, man.
Bad things haven't happened yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours. Truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Visiting with the manager, Fran Reardon, the pregame show this evening before game two in Reno. The Aces hosting the Las Vegas Aviators. Fran, yesterday a flash of power there. We had back-to-back-to-back home runs. You see signs of the offense coming along?
Yeah, we had three home runs in a row. We had a good number of hits, but a greater number of hard contacts and line drives right at people. And I thought the quality of our at-bats throughout the lineup last night were really good.
All right. Now, as far as the tonight is concerned, tell us about Wiles and what you expect from him.
Well, Colin's been one of our most consistent starting pitchers all year. He's a great competitor. He attacks his zone. He mixes and matches, changes eye levels, and he really knows what he's doing as far as sequencing and what he needs to do to stay off the barrel. And I expect nothing more than that. He goes out and he competes. He goes deep into ball games for us, and he always gives us a chance to win.
All right. Team's tied for first despite being uncharacteristically second to last in the league in runs scored. What are some of the reasons why?
Well, we haven't scored as many runs as we've allowed, and that makes for a differential in the runs in the wrong direction. But like I said, I think our at-bats last night started to go in a really positive direction. We're looking to build on that and to score more runs and have more base runners to drive more guys in. So, it's a matter of holding guys down, and we've had some games where we've given up a lot of runs and haven't scored very many. And we've had a lot of close wins. So, we're hanging in there. We're keeping our heads above water. After 37 games, we're tied for first, and that's a pretty good place to be. There's a lot of teams that like to be in our position regardless of run differential. So, whatever is sustainable over a 150-game season remains to be seen, but we're always looking to improve, and that's what we're going to try to do tonight.
Manager Fran Reardon joining us on the pregame show. Fran, last night, the debut of the robo-umpire, for home plate, and I'd like to get your early impressions.
Well, it's called ABS, Automated Balls and Strikes, where there's a robotic computer system that you know, calls down into the home plate umpire's headpiece, whether it's a ball or a strike, and there is no gray area. You know, they have very specific delineations of what a ball is and what a strike is based on the width of the plate and based on the height of the batter. So it's interesting and it's kind of fun because there's one less person for me to yell at when I think he's not, you know, up to par behind the plate. And the pitchers and the hitters now know what a strike is and now know what a ball is. So I think that's clarity that the game needs. And I know that MLB has worked tirelessly to perfect the technology. And through one game, I really don't have any complaints.
Fran, I appreciate it. Thanks. Good luck tonight.
Anytime, Russ.
Fran Reardon joining us on the pregame show this evening. I'll be back. We'll have the starting lineups from Reno coming up right after these commercial words.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf.
Dining.
Outdoor recreation.
Gaming, and fun for the whole family.
All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape.
Visit mesquite.com.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, it only takes 15 pounds of pressure to break a window. Something you probably do know, your neighbor practices chipping in the backyard. Something you probably don't know, a golf ball through your window would also take out your TV. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Teeth into the new Primal Menu and Beyond Raptor at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy or awaken your primal cravings at Carl's Jr. with a Primal Menu with Prime Rib or Beyond Raptor Burger. Meals so epic, you might want to roar outside the store. And remember that Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and excitement is real. Plan your trip at Laughlin.com. The starting lineup for the visiting Las Vegas Aviators, Oakland AAA team under our pregame guest tonight, Fran Reardon. They are 20-17. Leading off in right field, Drew Jackson. Hitting second in center field, Billy McKinney. In the third slot, catcher Shea Langeliers. Batting cleanup at third base, Matt Davidson. In the fifth slot, first baseman Dermis Garcia. Hitting sixth at shortstop, Bimal Machin. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Austin Allen. The Las Vegas second baseman bats eighth, that's Christian Lopes. Batting ninth in left field is Vince Fernandez. And on the mound, righty Colin Wiles. 3-2, a 4.84 ERA for Las Vegas. Reno is the Diamondbacks' AAA team. At Gil Velasquez, they're 19-18. Leading off at shortstop, Kamden Duzenac. Batting second is the center fielder, Jake McCarthy. Hitting third, right fielder Stone Garrett, the cleanup man. First baseman Seth Beer. In the fifth slot, the designated hitter Drew Ellis. In the sixth position, third baseman Buddy Kennedy. Hitting seventh in left field, Dominic Canzone. Batting eighth in catching, Juan Graterol. And hitting ninth at second base, Yadiel Rivera. With Tommy Henry on the mound. I'll get the ball game started next, right after these commercial words.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the loan approval machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC, with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
What is life? With a question for the Aviators, what is life after taking a pounding last night, 14-6? So the Aviators now against left-hander Tommy Henry. All right, a little bit more about Mr. Tommy Henry. Henry, as I mentioned, from Portage, Michigan. He'll be 25 in July, 6'3", 205. Diamondbacks second-round pick in June of just 2019 out of the University of Michigan. Last year at Amarillo, Double A, which is a hitter's ballpark. As a starter, he was 4-6 with a 5.21 ERA. He graduated from Portage Northern High School and was the 2016 Mr. Baseball and Gatorade Player of the Year. His dad, Tom Henry, played football at Western Michigan University in the early and mid-80s. And Tommy finished his 2019 University of Michigan college season with a string of dominant outings, leading the Wolverines to the brink of a College World Series title. Left-hander ready in his first pitch to Drew Jackson is up and away, ball 1-1-0. Jackson hasn't let off much this year, once or twice, but he's in there now starting things off. And it's 1-0 the count to the right-handed hitting Drew Jackson, who starts off at 226. Here's the pitch. And a fastball rides high around the letters. It is 2-0. Jackson, 1-for-4 in last night's opener with a stolen base. He's hit safely in 6 of his last 7 games. And Drew, along with that 226 average, no homers, 8 batted in. And now, Henry, with a sign from his catcher, Juan Graterol, winds and works in the 2-0. There's a line drive. It's going to get into left field for a base hit. He hooked it to the right of the shortstop, Duzenac, and the left fielder, Ken Zone, fires it back in. So, Drew Jackson starts off with a single left field. And any time you take it on the chin, as the Aviators did last night, you like to come out the next day and make a little bit of a statement early on. We'll see if the Aviators can do that. Jackson at first is 4-for-4 in steals, including his steal last night. Of course, Henry's a left-hander, so trying to run off a lefty, often a different set of challenges. Here's a left-hander hitting center fielder Billy McKinney, who's off to a great start since he came down from Oakland, 6.25 in a couple of games, and he sends a high fly to left center, hit well but playable. Center fielder McCarthy is going to let the left fielder Canzone take it in deep left center. He fires it back in. McKinney, who was 3-for-3 last night, gave that one a pretty good ride, but got under it a little bit. One on, one out for Shea Langeliers. The Reno defense behind Tommy Henry looks like this. At first base, recently sent down but apparent Arizona Diamondback, Seth Beer. Batting second is Yadiel Rivera. The shortstop, Camden Duzenac. And at third, Buddy Kennedy. Dominic Canzone in left. Jake McCarthy out in center. Stone Garrett around in right. Juan Graterol catching for Tommy Henry, who stretches, looks at first, and the pitch. Langeliers pops it foul back into the play. Strike one, a fastball at 91 miles an hour. Shea, of course, had that great start. He's cooled a little lately, but he's still at 289. 11 homers and 26 batted in. He was leading the league in home runs for quite some time, as you might recall, but he no longer is. He's now second in the league behind Sacramento's David Villar. The pitch is up and away, 1-1. Villar passed him recently to get to 12 home runs, while Shea has 11. And today, Sacramento had a day game, and Villar hit another one. So Villar's got 13 to lead the league. And he also leads the league in RBIs. The pitch is an off-speed pitch up and away. Two balls and a strike to the native Texan, Shea Langeliers. 0-for-4 with a run scored yesterday. When the season began at Las Vegas Ballpark in early April, Reno was the first team in. They split six games, and Shea put a stamp on things, hitting three home runs in the series against the Aces. Here's the 2-1 throw to first base softly, and Jackson back in there. Jason Hart coaching over there. Big man with a helmet on. And at third, Fran Reardon, the manager, with his helmet on, clapping his hands down that way. Henry made a start on April 7th, which was a Thursday night, the third game of the season. Pitch is high. A fastball, 3-1 on Langeliers. Reno won the game 6-4. Henry had no decision. Pitched four innings plus. So he got into the fifth. Allowed seven hits and three runs earned. Walked three, struck out two, and gave up a home run to Christian Bethencourt. Fastball's high, ball four. So Langeliers draws a walk. Down to second goes Jackson. Aviators trying to stir things up early. First and second, one out for Matt Davidson now. In that game, Drew Jackson also led off, coincidentally, and went 1-for-3. And again, Bethencourt, the solo home run. Christian Lopes, 1-for-2. Langeliers, 1-for-2. And Luis Barrero, 1-for-2 with a bunt single. Brian Howard was the starter in that game, but Chester Pimentel, who's been sent down to Double-A Midland, got the loss. There's a nice curveball for a strike on the outside corner to Davidson, 0-1. Matt Davidson hitting 143 as a member of the Aviators, but he hit his first Aviator home run yesterday, the first of three in a row. Davidson, Dermis Garcia, Billy McKinney went back-to-back-to-back in the sixth inning. Two on, one out. Davidson swings, and it's a high drive in a deep left field. This one is way, way, way out of here. Matt Davidson has bombed it out to straightaway left toward the scoreboard and beyond. And the Aviators, wanting to make a statement after really getting roughed up yesterday, doing some roughing up in the first. Davidson's second home run as an Aviator. He hit 8 for Reno earlier this year. That's 10 for him on the year. And it's 3-0 Las Vegas in the top of the first inning. Well, you knew it was only a matter of time before Davidson got going. And the batter now is Dermis Garcia. So Davidson hitting his old teammate, Tommy Henry, with a towering three-run home run to left field. And here now is Dermis Garcia. He hits a bounding ball to third. That's gloved by the charging Kennedy. He throws to first and gets Garcia. Dermis hustling up the line, but he's out. He opened up hitting 323 with four homers, including one last night. Two outs in the batter, Vimal Machin. Machin walked and grounded out when he faced Henry a little over a month ago in Las Vegas. Last night he was 1-for-4 in the series opener. Vimal hitting 293 for the year with a pair of home runs and 21 batted in. Lefty on lefty. Austin Allen comes out on deck as the designated hitter. Here's the wind by Henry in the left-hander's pitch. That's outside ball one, 1-0. Plate umpire, Jonathan Biaretta. First base ump, Ben Sontag. And at third base is a local umpire from the Reno area, James Fitzpatrick. The wind to 1-0 pitch. That's a called strike toward the knees, toward the outside. It's 1-1 now on Vimal Machin. Nick Allen called up to the Oakland A's. Congratulations. Nick played for Oakland today. They lost at home to Minnesota. Here's the 1-1. And the off-speed breaking ball is a strike. And it's a ball and two strikes now on Vimal Machin. Nick made a nice play late in the game, catching a line drive and tossing to second for a line drive 6-4 double play. Here's the line and the 1-2 on the way. Broken bat, roller toward short. Duzenak picks it up and fires to first and gets him. And the inning is over. But Las Vegas jumps out on top. Single by Drew Jackson, a walk to Langoliers, and Matt Davison crashes one out of here, something the fans here in Reno are quite used to. Three runs, two hits. No errors, no one left, and at the end of half an inning of play, Las Vegas 3 and Reno against Colin Wiles are coming up.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
All righty, welcome back. Well, Colin Wiles is staked to a 3-0 lead thanks to a three-run home run by his third baseman, Matt Davidson. Colin Wiles, W-I-L-E-S, Colin with two L's, C-O-L-L-I-N. 6'4", 222 pounds. He will be 28 before the end of this month. From Overland Park, Kansas, his first pitch. Fastball lifted foul to the right out of play by the man from Melissa, Texas, Camden Duzenac. Right-handed hitting shortstop. One strike to count. Duzenac hitting 286, four home runs, 17 batted in. While sinking fastball is at the knees on the inside half of the plate, and it's quickly 0-2. Duzenac on base three times last night with a double and two walks, going 1-for-3, scoring three times. He is waiting on the 0-2 now, and Wiles throws. Fastball, chop foul right by the on-deck man, Jake McCarthy, third baseway. 0-2. When the season opened in Reno, Duzenac was batting ninth, and he played in five of his six games, had a great series. He was 9-for-19 with two homers in his five games, driving in four runs. Here now is the 0-2 from Wiles. Fastball driven in the air to center, but that's where Billy McKinney is. He barely has to move. Back one step, reaches up and grabs it. And there's one out on the bottom of the first with Las Vegas leading 3-0 and Jake McCarthy coming up. So we'll take a gander now at the Las Vegas Aviators defensive setup. Dermis Garcia at first, Christian Lopes at second, Vimael Machin at short, and Matt Davidson playing third base. And Matt's going to the right of second now because there's a left-handed batter up, McCarthy. Vince Fernandez in left, Billy McKinney in center, Drew Jackson patrolling right field. Shea Langeliers catching for Colin Wiles. There's a bunt foul, strike one. McCarthy trying to lay a bunt down and fouled it back. One strike to count. Machin, the shortstop's only the only man on the left side, and he is midway between second and third and a step back from the infield grass. McCarthy, 4-0-3, four homers and 18 batted in, and the pitch is a little inside, one ball and one strike. McCarthy in 72 at-bats with that lofty average. Has 18 RBIs in only 19 games. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball. Foul back out of play. One ball and two strikes is the count now. Last night was the first time the Aviators saw McCarthy because he was in the big leagues when they played earlier. He had a two-run homer in the first off Parker Dunshee. Ended up going 1-for-3 with a home run. Walked twice, scored three times, and drove in a couple of runs. The Aviators trying to get the ball over the plate a little bit more. They walked eight men yesterday, and several of them ended up scoring. They also hit two men, and one of them scored. Here's the 1-2 to Jake McCarthy. Scranton, Pennsylvania native, takes a slider low. Two balls and two strikes. Colin Wiles, last start. 6 days ago at Las Vegas Ballpark, he beat Salt Lake. It was a tough grind for him, throwing 99 pitches, 60 strikes for a six-inning win. There's a long drive to right, hooking toward the corner, and that one is over the fence for a home run. That was a low line drive by McCarthy, and he just golfed it out of here. So the Aces answer quickly. McCarthy homered yesterday. He homers again. It doesn't look like he belongs in AAA based on his numbers, that's for sure. He's now hitting over 405 in 20 games. He has five home runs, a home run last night, a home run here. That's 19 RBIs in 20 games for McCarthy. A low screamer that got out, and the batter now is Stone Garrett. Speaking of screamers, here's the pitch on the way. Fastball, that's a strike in its own one. Garrett is the top offensive player on this team. He's hitting 323, the pitch. Fastball strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. He is third in home runs with 10 in the league. Tied for 10th in batting average with a 323 average. He is third in RBIs with 35. Slugging percentage, he leads the league. The 0-2 pitch, fastball high. It's 1-2. Fourth in OPS. And third in doubles. He also leads the league with 22 extra base hits. He's been tremendous. The pitch, curveball, high fly ball down the right field line going toward foul ground. Drew Jackson watching it, but the ball fades back out of play. One ball to two strikes on Stone Garrett. 3-1 Las Vegas in the bottom of the first. Garrett, 6'2", 195, 26 years old, and he is from Sugar Land, Texas, just outside of Houston. Wiles to the motion now, and his 1-2 pitch. Curve in the dirt, blocked by Langelier, squirts off to the right of the plate. Two balls and two strikes is the count. Wiles looking to become the first four-game winner on the staff. He and Jared Koenig, who's going to start tomorrow, each have three wins. Wiles 3-2, a 4.84 ERA. Here's the 2-2 to Garrett. Fastball, a broken bat dunker that's going to fall into center, and when you're hot, you're hot. Garrett continues to hit. Even when he doesn't hit the ball hard, the ball seems to find a hole. And it found one right there. A broken bat dunker that plops into shallow center field. One on, one out for Seth Beer. Garrett hit a three-run home run yesterday and a two-run double. Drove in five runs. Beer was 1-for-3 yesterday. He was hit by a pitch twice by Parker Dunshy. Scored twice and drove in a run. Since coming down from the big leagues, he's hitting 323. The pitch. Oh, ground ball to second. Lopes goes to second for one. Back to first, and that is a double play. And just like that, the inning is over. Because of the shift, it was Machin there, and so it goes 4-6-3, and the inning is over. The Aces get a run on one hit. The home run by Jake McCarthy. No errors and no one left, and at the end of one, Las Vegas 3 and Reno 1.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate in my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multiflex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multi-flex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at reviewjournal.com.
High prices keeping you awake at night? I can solve both those problems with great prices and great sleep. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where you'll save big at the Best Mattress Memorial Day sale. Our sleep experts will help you find the sleep system with the latest technology that's perfect for the way you sleep. Plus, get a free adjustable base with the purchase of a qualified Serta, Sealy, or Beautyrest mattress. And we've got a wide variety of great financing options to choose from. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
You know, friends, as Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. Here's Austin Allen, and he takes a fastball from the left-hander Tommy Henry. That's high ball one. It is 1-0. Top of the second inning in Reno. Las Vegas leading 3-1. Austin Allen did not see action last night in the opener. He's DHing in this game, hitting in the seventh slot. The windup and the pitch from Tommy Henry. Austin swings and misses at that low inside breaking ball. One ball and one strike on Austin Allen, hitting 211 in the limited action he's played in since he was sent down by Oakland. He has hit safely in four of the five games he's played in. Christian Lopes is on deck, and then Vince Fernandez. Nobody on, nobody out. Top of the second, 3-1 Reno. Allen hits a ground ball to second, to his left to grab the three-hopper is Rivera. He tosses it over to Beer, and there's one out in the Las Vegas second inning. And the batter will be Christian Lopes now. A lot of scores to give you in the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. We'll get to those. The Ted Weins trivia question. That'll be coming up a bit later on. Lopes batted ninth last night, 0 for 3 with a sacrifice fly and an RBI. He takes a pitch that's inside ball one, 1-0. Christian played for this team last year. He hit up 270 for Reno. And just a very solid, steady guy playing several positions. Hitting 200 so far for the Aviators. No homers and eight batted in. Right-handed batter against the lefty Henry. And he takes one that sinks in low, ball two. Two balls and no strikes on Christian Lopes. Lopes out of Huntington Beach originally, Edison High School. He'll be 30 on the 1st of October. A lot of time in the Blue Jays organization. They drafted him in 2011 out of high school. Pitch foul back. Fastball. Two balls and a strike on Christian Lopes. Got as high as AAA in 2017 with the Blue Jays. Hitting 261 there, driving in 40 runs and stealing 18 bases. Then he bounced around a lot. Round Rock, Nashville, and last year in Reno. The 271 average, nine homers. He drove in 34. The wind and the 2-1. Lopes hits a ground ball to short to his left to grab it as Duzenac. He throws high and out at first base because of the tag by Seth Beer on Lopes going by. And there are two outs. Duzenac sailed a high throw, and he's looking over at Beer, pointing at his glove toward him and said, "Hey, thanks for bailing me out there, buddy. That was a bad throw." And Beer jumped up and caught it. And then got the tag on Lopes just an instant before Lopes' foot touched the bag. Two down. The batter, Vince Fernandez, batting ninth. 3-1 Las Vegas, top of the second. Fernandez takes a fastball outside at 91 miles an hour. 1-0. Vince did not see action in last night's opener. The six-game series to open up the season against Reno at Las Vegas Ballpark back in early April. He was 1-for-6. The one hit was a home run. Here's the 1-0. He swings and fouls it away, rolling toward the third base dugout. 1-1. Fernandez, 236 average, two homers and five batted in. In the Salt Lake series at Las Vegas Ballpark, preceding this series in Reno, Fernandez, 2 out of 13. Two outs, nobody on. In the top of the second, on deck, the leadoff man, Drew Jackson. Henry has the sign now from Juan Graterol. Left-hander to the motion. The 1-1. Curveball. Line foul to the right. Hooking out of play. One ball to two strikes on Vince Fernandez. Wearing number 8. In the first inning, if you missed it, Drew Jackson singled to open the game. And with one out, Shea Langeliers walked in. Matt Davidson hit a bomb over the fence way out of here and straight away left field. And now it's 3-1 Las Vegas as Jake McCarthy, the Reno center fielder, homered in the bottom of the first. There's a line drive base hit to center by Vince Fernandez on a 1-2 fastball at 92 miles an hour. McCarthy fires it back in. That two-out single is the third Las Vegas hit. Fernandez 1-for-1 in the series, and leadoff man Drew Jackson is up now. Jackson this year is 2-for-4 against Henry. A chopper to the third baseline, fair behind the bag, grabbed by Kennedy, who throws on a bounce, safe. Fernandez is at second. Jackson is at first. I'm guessing that that's a hit, but we'll see what the scorer wants to do. Billy McKinney's going to come up now. The chopper directly down the line. It bounced just inside the chalk, about 7 or 8 feet behind the bag. Kennedy threw low. Beer did dig it out, but Jackson runs well, and he beat it out. And it's an infield hit for Drew Jackson. Two down and two on, and the pitch is inside, ball one. So Jackson beats out a ground ball to third for a base hit. Billy McKinney flat out to left. The left fielder can zone toward left center first time up, and the count to him is 1-0. Las Vegas 3, Reno 1 in the top of the second. Two on with two out, the pitch. There's a line drive base hit to right. Over to grab it, a one hop is Garrett. Fernandez being held at third as the throw comes in on one hop to Graterol. Great throw by Garrett. And Fran Reardon was very wise to hold Fernandez up at third. McKinney, a line drive base hit to right, hit at one hop right at Garrett. Oh, the Aviators with Garrett's arm playing it station to station. With two outs, consecutive singles by Fernandez, Jackson, and McKinney. Las Vegas has five hits. They have the bases loaded with two outs for Shea Langeliers, who walked on a 3-1 pitch in the first inning and got a free ride home on the home run by Matt Davidson. Top of the second, 3-1 Aviators. They have them loaded now with two outs. Langeliers takes a fastball that rides high. Ball one. It is 1-0. Shea looking for his first hit in the series. Fernandez at third. Jackson, good speed at second. McKinney off of first base. Here's the stretch. Henry ready, the 1-0. Langeliers takes it way outside. And Graterol had to fully extend that arm to grab that ball on the backhand side. He calls time to go out to speak to Henry right here. 2-0 on Langeliers, who's at 289. Conversation at the mound is fairly brief. It's now over. Langeliers, of course, a bunch of home runs early. The first 20 games, he had 9 home runs. He didn't homer the last homestand. His last homer was in Sacramento, May 7th. Here's the 2-0. It's high with a fastball at 91. 3-0 on Langeliers. Langeliers, a token glance at Fran Reardon, but everybody knows that if the pitch is to his liking, he will swing. 3-0. Here's the look. Henry set the runner's lead and the 3-0. He takes a strike. Pitch just above the belt. Strike one on Langeliers, 3-1. Fernandez standing at third. Jackson standing at second. McKinney perched at first base. Two outs in the top of the second. 3-1 Las Vegas. Henry set the 3-1 to Langeliers. A swing and a miss at a fastball. Strike two. 3-2. Shadows have covered the home plate area and the left side of the infield, toward the left field corner as well. Now with a full count of two down, all three runners will go. Fernandez, Jackson, and McKinney. Henry delivers. The pitch is high. Ball four, and he walks in the run. Second walk allowed by Henry. It's been Langeliers twice. This time, the run is forced in. And Las Vegas now leads 4-1. Fernandez scores the run. Jackson moves to third. McKinney to second. For Shea Langeliers, his team leading 27th RBI. And here is Davidson, not a guy you want up there with the bases loaded. He homered yesterday to right field. He homered in his first at-bat tonight to left field, and that ball, I don't know, they need a search party to find that thing. Bases loaded, two down. The pitch. Fastball very high, ball one, 1-0. Talked to Davidson today, and he about it coming back to Reno, and he said, well, it's just, to me, I just look at it as another day at the yard. Yeah, I've got friends on the Reno team, but focused on the job at hand. Jackson at third for Las Vegas. McKinney at second. Langoliers off first. Henry's 1-0. Fastball up and away. Been wild high to the last two hitters. That, the last two pitches, nowhere close. And the last pitch to Langoliers was very high also. 2-0. Henry wants a new ball. Throws it toward the third base dugout. Two balls and no strikes to the count. Unlike last night, the wind is blowing more out toward right field. 2-0. Davidson standing in with that two-tone bat. Jackson off the bag at third. McKinney off second. Langoliers off first. 2-0 pitch. It's sliced in the air, foul to the right, back out of play. 86 miles an hour. It's 2-1 on Matt Davidson. Matt, 31 now, father of two. With Las Vegas having loaded him up here in the second inning and scoring one run thus far, leading 4-1 in the top of inning number two. Everything happening here with two outs. This will be a 2-1 to Davidson. Henry delivers. Fastball, slow bouncer toward third. It's grabbed by Kennedy, who steps on the bag for the force out, and the inning is over. Las Vegas adds one run in the second inning on two hits, no errors, and they leave three. And at the end of an inning and a half, it is Las Vegas 4 and Reno 1.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the valley and all along the strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burnt end burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Hip to be where? It's hip to be square. But we're in the bottom of the second, and Las Vegas leads Reno by a score of 4-1. A hearty hello to Sammy and Courtney tuning in. And we now go to the bottom of the second. Colin Wiles looking for his fourth win. Las Vegas has staked him to a 4-1 lead, and we're in the bottom of the second. Drew Ellis, a third baseman who is the DH tonight for Reno, stands in. Right-handed batter looks at a fast strike on the outside half at 88 miles an hour, 0-1. Ellis, 242, pair of homers and 14 driven in. Straight up stance on the right side. And the pitch from Wiles is a slider lifted foul off to the right out of play, 85 miles an hour. Wiles graduated from Blue Valley West High School in Stillwell, Kansas, 10 years ago. He had a commitment to a baseball scholarship at Vanderbilt. But he was not going to sign with them. He didn't tell anybody he wasn't going to sign. Pitch is high. 1-2 now on Drew Ellis. Texas chose him with a 53rd overall pick in 2012. There's a ground ball to short. One hop to his left is Machin. He flips it over to Garcia, and Ellis is out 6-3 to begin the second. In the absence of Nick Allen, who got called up and played today for Oakland, Machin playing shortstop for now. One out for Buddy Kennedy, the right-handed hitting third baseman. Kennedy played second base yesterday and batted in the same position he's in now, the sixth spot. He was 0-for-3 with a walk, a sacrifice fly, a stolen base, an RBI, and a run scored. He swings and misses at a slider. Strike one. It's 0-1. Kennedy at 269. Three homers and 16 driven in. You'll sometimes hear the train whistle off in the distance here with the tracks so close to the ballpark. One out. Base is empty. Bottom of the second. 4-1 Las Vegas. And that pitch sinks in a little low at 90. A sinking two-seamer. One ball and one strike to count. So when the Rangers chose him, he signed. Here is the 1-1 to Kennedy. Ground ball to second. To his left to grab that one is Lopes. He's got it cleanly. Sidearm toss over to Garcia. And there are two outs in the bottom of the second inning. And Dominic Canzone comes up. Well, the reason why Wiles was highly regarded, he was the Kansas High School Player of the Year. And I mean, he just had just ridiculous numbers. He was 8-0. How about this? A 0.10 ERA. 76 strikeouts in less than 50 innings. That'll get somebody's attention. They got the Texas Rangers' attention. They signed him. The pitch is low, ball one to Canzone. Left-handed hitting left fielder. Wiles was pushed around a little bit the first couple of years as a pro. The things did not go as well as he had hoped. Canzone takes low, 2-0. Canzone hitting 222. One home run, 11 batted in. And last night, 1-for-3 with a double. A walk and drove in two runs. Ball ripped foul outside first. Two balls and one strike is the count. But Wiles said, hey, persistence is starting to pay off a little bit. I think I learned a lot first few years. Now I think I've matured and understand I'm not going to have my best stuff every time I go out there. I've got to work with what I have and make the best of it every time. The 2-1. Canzone takes a changeup for a strike in the outside corner at 82 miles an hour. Good pitch. 2-2. But Oakland signed him this past March. Got a low 90s fastball, mid-70s curveball, hard slider, and he's had good feel for his changeup this season. Here's the pitch. Fastball just outside. It's close. 3-2. Wiles has a pretty clean, repeatable delivery. Usually pretty good command. Here's the 3-2 to Canzone. Chopper down the third baseline. Fair. There's nobody there because of the shift. Over to pick it up is Fernandez, and he fires it back in. So Canzone holds at first base. A bounding ball over the bag at third for a ground ball single the opposite way by the left-handed hitting Canzone. Oh, wee Willie Keeler. Hit him where they ain't. Third hit for Reno. The Canzone chopper down the third baseline extends the inning for the catcher, Juan Graterol. Graterol did not see action last night. Right-handed hitting catcher. Hitting 190. Two homers, seven batted in. Pitches outside, ball one. It's 1-0. Grayson Griner, not in there today, was the catcher yesterday. Graterol is the older statesman in terms of the catching core here. The three catchers on the roster. He's 33 from Maracay, Venezuela. Played at Buffalo last year, AAA in the Blue Jay system. Pitch is high, 2-0 to him. Graterol backs out of there. Bottom of inning number two. Las Vegas with a 4-1 lead. Looking to rebound after getting humbled in last night's game, but they never really had the lead. Right now, they got the lead for the first time in the series. They were never ahead yesterday. Runner goes, pitches outside, throw by Langoliers, and he's safe. Canzone stole that one off of Wiles because Langoliers did everything he could. Quick footwork, a strong throw down to Lopes, who applied a quick tag, but Canzone got a great jump, and that was the difference. That's his fourth steal in five tries. And the batter, Graterol now, with a 3-0 count. First base is open, and the number nine hitter, second baseman Yadiel Rivera, is on deck. Wiles with a 3-0 to Graterol. Down the middle for a strike, 3-1. Reno's manager, Gil Velasquez, it's his first year. In the third base coaching box is the hitting coach, Mark Reed. One of the hitting coaches, Nick Evans, is the other one. Here's the 3-1 to Graterol. Wiles throws. There's a soft liner to second, grabbed by Lopes, and that's the inning. Graterol lines out to second baseman Christian Lopes. In the Reno second, the first open frame for either team. No runs, one hit, no errors. They leave Canzone at second base in at the end of two. Las Vegas 4 and Reno 1.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
O'Reilly. This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
At the end of two, Las Vegas leading here in Reno. Under partly cloudy skies, mild temperatures, 4-1. Aviators lead over Tommy Henry. And in the third, Las Vegas, which got three in the first and a three-run home run by Matt Davidson, then a bases-loaded walk issued to Shea Langeliers, forcing in Vince Fernandez. That was a two-out rally. And here's Dermis Garcia. Pitches a strike, 1-1. Garcia hit off to a good start. He's at 317. Four homers, including one last night, nine RBIs. Grounded out to third his first time up in this game. He's 1-for-5 thus far in the series. He has it safely in eight of his last 10 games. He checks his swing on a high pitch, and it's an off-speed pitch, so it's 1-1 now. On Dermis Garcia batting fifth, Vimal Machin and then Austin Allen, two lefties following him. Henry with a sign from Graterol, who wants the pitch up and in based upon where he is stationed, and the pitch is a bounding ball to third. Right near the bag to grab it is Kennedy. He throws on to first, and they get Garcia. I tell you what, Garcia was running on that play like he was being chased by a swarm of murder hornets. He was running for all he was worth. And Kennedy, I don't know, maybe he was taking it for granted that Garcia's a first baseman, was a little slow, and the throw barely beat Garcia. Two down, and here is Vimal Machin. Cracked his bat, grounding out to short his first time up. Here's the windup and the pitch. Lifted foul back into the play. A slider at 84. One strike on Vimal Machin, who peels his helmet off and mops his brow. Austin Allen on deck. Gorgeous day in Reno today. Temperatures in the low 80s. Bright sunshine. Here's the strike one on the way now. Fastball outside. It's 1-1. 4-1 Vegas in the top of the third inning. Machin 1 out of 5 in the series. The updated average 290 with a pair of homers and 19 batted in. Left-handed batter, open stance. Now the wind by Tommy Henry in the 1-1. Fastball up and in around the letters, ball two. 2-1 is the count now. Gene walked and grounded out when he faced Henry in Las Vegas. Grounded out the one time here. Two balls and one strike. Outfield straightaway, medium depth. The wind in the pitch. Called strike toward the outside. 2-2. The infield, there's no shift on for Machin. It's a conventional infield alignment. Henry reads Greaterall. Tall left-hander set to work again. To the motion he goes. Kicks the right leg and delivers. It is a swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Greaterall. Strike three. He threw a lot of sliders to Machin that time. Finally got him for his first strikeout. V-Mail's 0 for 2 tonight. And with two outs, here is Austin Allen. Austin Allen, one of the top producers on this team last year, got off to a slow start, but as he's said in the past, he always gets off to a slow start, but then he heats up, as the weather does. Fastball foul back, strike one, 0-1. Austin's 28 now, born in St. Louis, went to Florida Tech, which is in Melbourne, Florida. San Diego drafted him in 2015 in the fourth round. Big league time with San Diego in 2019, Oakland in 2020, 2021, and briefly in 2022. Here's the 0-1. Up and away with a breaking ball at 77 miles an hour. One ball to one strike. If Allen reaches, Christian Lopes will be next. Austin Allen graduated from Chaminade College Prep 10 years ago. Hit .492 as a senior. All-state for Missouri Austin. Here now, the pitch. Breaking ball barely missed. Ball two. Two balls and one strike is the count. But so he went to Florida Tech. Florida, of course, as a state, just generally a hotbed of good baseball. Spring training and a lot of other type activity going on. There's a high foul behind the plate. Greaterall off of the mask, but it's going to come back, take one big Bahangaroo hop, and it's right in front of me to my right, and a youngster sitting right in front of me. I mean, I could reach out with my scorecard and tap him on the head, and he brought his glove, and he hustled and showed good range in getting to that ball. Scouts take note. 2-2 to count. Here's the 2-2 pitch now, and Allen takes high 3-2. Now, the boy's father just leaned over. He heard what I said, and he leaned over and said, hey, he just said you have good range. 3-2 to count. On Austin Allen. That's right, I discovered him back before he wrote his Cooperstown acceptance speech. 3-2 to Allen, and he checks his swing and takes it high. The appeal, no swing, says third base umpire James Fitzpatrick. So now that's a walk to Allen, and that is the third walk issued by Henry. The other two were issued to Langoliers. That extends the inning for Christian Lopes. Henry's at 54 pitches, 29 strikes. Top of the third, 4-1 Las Vegas. Here's Lopes, 0-for-1. Christian swings, sends a high fly ball to deep left field. Canzone is in front of the track looking up. He's got it, and that's the inning. Lopes just missed that one. Got a little bit under it. A high towering fly to deep left. And Canzone makes the catch, and Las Vegas is finished in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors. They leave Austin Allen. And at the end of 2.5, it's Las Vegas 4, and the Reno Aces 1. Lopes is down low, the action down low.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
The Las Vegas Aviators pinning their hopes on right-handed starting pitcher Colin Wiles, trying to get even in the series. And they lead Reno 4-1, bottom of the third. The veteran right-handed hitting Yadiel Rivera leads off against Wiles. And Wiles' first pitch of the inning, fastball fouled just behind the plate, strike one. It is 0-1. Yadiel Rivera, 30 years old, hitting 174 with a one homer, five runs batted in. It's his first at bat of the series. Milwaukee drafted him way back in 2010 at a high school in Puerto Rico. Had a lot of time in the Brewers organization. There's a high fly ball to left. Vince Fernandez has it lined up. Waiting. He's got it. Anyway, Rivera, big league time with the Brewers and Marlins and Rangers. Skies out to left. One out in the bottom of the third. The batter, Camden Duzenac. Duzenac flied out to center his first time up. Duzenac sends a high drive to deep left this time. Fernandez all the way back to the wall, looking up, and that one is gone. He's done it again. Wow. Camden Duzenac against every other team in the league is Camden Duzenac. He's somebody else against Las Vegas. He hits another home run. That's his third against the Aviators. He's hitting close to 450 against them this year. And he bombs another one out of here. And the Aviator lead is cut to 4-2. Well, the solo homer in the first by Jake McCarthy cut the Aviator lead to 3-1, and they got the run back in the second. And now Duzenac, that was a one-handed swing, but he got it right in the sweet spot, and it carried out. And McCarthy and Duzenac each with solo home runs. Now McCarthy, it's a ground ball to the right of second. It's grabbed there by the third baseman, Davidson, who's playing there because of the shift, and he throws him out. So it goes into the score sheet as a 5-3, even though Davidson, the third baseman, was playing to the first base side of second due to the shift. Two outs. McCarthy now 1-for-2 with a solo homer. The batter, Stone Garrett, cracked a single to center with his bat cracking. And a pitch. Fastball. Fly ball to center. He jammed him, so McKinney has a chance to get this one. He makes a one-handed catch. Garrett 1-for-2, and Wiles is out of the inning. One run of the home run by Duzenac. And for Camden Duzenac, that was his fifth of the year, and he's hit three of them against the Aviators. One run, one hit, no errors, and no one left. And at the end of three, the score now, Las Vegas 4 and Reno 2.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Woo! Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo! Snacks? Fuel?
ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome back. Top of the fourth inning, Russ Langer. Glad you could join us here in Reno. The Aviators coming in now. Well, they were tied for first with Salt Lake, but Salt Lake had a game earlier today, and they won. So the Aviators need to win this game to maintain a share of first place in the PCL Western Division. This is the 38th game of the year out of 150. Vince Fernandez leads off the fourth against the left-handed starter Tommy Henry of the Reno Aces. Fernandez lined a single to center with two outs in the third. In the second inning, I should say, and that began the rally. He swings at a first pitch fastball and fouls it back out of play. Strike one. Fernandez backs out of there. Vince at 250 now with a pair of homers, five batted in. The two out single he had in the second was followed by singles by Jackson and McKinney, which loaded the bases. And then Vince scored on the bases loaded walk issued to Shea Langeliers. Ground ball up the first baseline, foul. 83 mile an hour slider, 0-2. Henry throws his slider a lot to lefties. That's what he threw almost exclusively to strike out Vimel Machin in the third. Now we're in the fourth. Fernandez batting ninth. After him, it's the top of the order, Drew Jackson and Billy McKinney. 4-2 Las Vegas here in game two. Henry now 57 pitches, 32 of them strikes. And the 0-2. Fernandez takes it a little bit outside. 1-2. Vince went to UC Riverside. The Rockies drafted him in 2016 in the 10th round. Double-A Richmond last year at 229 with 14 homers and 43 batted in. With four triples also. Here's the 1-2. He swings and fouls that one back. 2019 at Double-A, the Hartford Yard Goats. He had 257, 15 homers, 35 batted in. It's 16 home runs the year before at Asheville of the good old Sally League. Base is clear. Nobody out. Top of the fourth. Las Vegas up 4-2. The 1-2 pitch. Way up and in. Fastball. Vince bending back. That pitch that was above his shoulders, straightening up the catcher Greaterall. Ball two. It is 2-2. Oakland signed Vince to the minor league deal this past December. A pretty solid, consistent left-handed swing. Now he gets another slider, which is swung on and tipped into Greaterall's mitt, strike three. The lefties are getting all kinds of sliders against Henry. He's used it to get ahead of Machin and then strike him out with it. He used it to get ahead of Fernandez, and he strikes him out. Second strikeout for Henry, one out in the fourth inning, and here's Jackson. Singled and scored and had an infield single up the third baseline. Drew is 2-for-2, now hitting 255. There's a sinker foul back, strike one. It's 0-1. On Drew Jackson. Henry has a new ball. Now Roczen deals the 0-1. And that pitch cuts in low at 86 miles an hour. One ball and one strike on Drew Jackson. Drew is going to be 29 in July out of Orinda, California. Seattle drafted him in 2015 in the fifth round. Pitch high and outside, a changeup. Two balls and one strike to count. A little bit of big league time with Baltimore in 2019. Just three at-bats, 0-for-3 with a walk. Oklahoma City 2 years ago, he hit 209, homering six times, knocking in 28. He's always had good stolen base numbers. Here's the 2-1. It's high, 3-1. Jackson was slowed by injuries first couple years as a pro. Here's the 3-1 now. Wind up and Henry delivers. That's high again, ball four. That is the fourth walk allowed by Tommy Henry. And that means that Jackson still has a perfect night, 2-for-2 plus a walk. And the batter, Billy McKinney, flat out to left fielder Canzone into left center field in the first and single to right in the second inning. The runner goes. Pitches outside. Throw to second base, and he's safe. Drew Jackson, because Henry is a left-hander, was running on first motion. It was a good throw by Graterol to the shortstop Duzenac, and it was close. And Drew Jackson steals second base. So we're in the second game of the series. Jackson stole a base yesterday. He steals another one right there. He's now 5-for-5 in steals this year. The pitch was outside, so it's 1-0 on McKinney. Top of the fourth inning, Las Vegas leading 4-2. Henry, 67 pitches, 35 strikes. Breeze blowing steadily out to right. The lights are on. They won't take effect for a while. High fly ball to center. Backing up McCarthy, but he has a play. Backing up some more. He's got it. Tagging is Jackson. He's gone his way to third base. He's in easily standing up. 4-10 out there. So that ball was hit probably 395. More than deep enough to advance Jackson to third. Drew is at third now with two outs. And here's Langoliers. Up twice and walked twice. Scored one run and drove in one run. Shea looking for his first hit of this series. Henry, the left-hander, checks sides at Graterol. Jackson at third, two down in the top of the fourth. And the pitch is inside with a fastball at 91, 1-0. Langoliers born in Portland, Oregon, but he went to Baylor. Atlanta got him in the first round pick in 2019. Here's the 1-0. There's a drive slice down the right field side, foul. And hits the netting deep down the right field side. 1-1. Langoliers went to Keller High School in Texas, graduating in 2016. Good numbers there. Majored in engineering at Baylor. Here's the 1-1. And a slider swung on and tipped into Graterol's mitt. 1-2, 84 miles an hour. In the inning with one out, Jackson single and stole second. McKinney flied out to deep center, and Jackson tagged and went to third. Ball and two strikes on Langoliers. Henry, a chest-high set. Left-hander ready. Graterol wants a high pitch, and it is a high fastball. And Langoliers swings and misses and strikes out at a pitch above the letters. Third strikeout for Henry. That's exactly where Graterol wanted that pitch. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Las Vegas 4, Reno 2.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Bottom of the fourth. Las Vegas leading 4-2. Colin Wiles going up against the middle of the order. Seth Beer, Drew Ellis, and Buddy Kennedy for the Arizona Diamondbacks AAA team, the Reno Aces. Wiles pitched on April 9th. That was game five of the six-game series opening up the 2022 season at Las Vegas Ballpark. Pitches a strike, 0-1 to Beer at 88 miles an hour. Wiles pitched well and got the win. throwing 85 pitches over six innings, only two runs earned on seven hits. He did not walk anybody, struck out four. Duzenak homered off of him, and Duzenak has homered off him again tonight. There's a slider outside at 84, 1-1. A lot of the other guys in that lineup are not in the lineup. Alec Thomas, Matt Davidson, who's now a Wiles teammate, Nick Heath, Yanni Hernandez. That's the nature of AAA. A lot of changes in a relatively short period of time. Off-speed pitch, swung on and missed by Beer. Big left-handed cut. 1-2. Beer out of Merrillville, Illinois, although he went to high school in Forsyth County, Georgia. Went to Clemson. First collegiate home run was a grand slam. Here now is the 1-2 from the right-hander Wiles. Fastball up and away at 89. 2-2. Nobody on base, nobody out. You're in the Reno fourth inning here in Reno. Las Vegas leading 4-2. Beer rolled into a 4-6-3 double play in the first inning. The Aviators do lead the PCL in turning double plays. There's a fastball foul back out of play. 2-2. So, he played with the Clemson Tigers, made his big league debut last year, did Beer. He got the Dick Houser Trophy for the National College Player of the Year in 2016. It was the first time the award was ever given to a freshman. There's the 2-2. Off speed, lifted, fouled, off to the left, out of play. 2-2. He was a first-round pick at a Houston Astros, Beer was, the 28th overall pick in 2018. But then in July of 2019, the Astros traded him to Arizona along with three other players for Zach Greinke. That's how he became a Diamondback, Seth Beer. 2-2. Little bit outside. Close. 3-2. Today, Beer can look back with pride. Opening day against San Diego, he gave the Diamondbacks a 4-2 win with a walk-off three-run home run. They were down 2-1 in the ninth, and he won it for them. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. Wiles 88-mile-an-hour fastball on a 3-2 count, and Beer swings and misses. By the way, Beer, you talk about an athlete, he was a swimmer when he was younger, and at 12 years old, he set national records in the 50-meter backstroke and the 100-meter backstroke. And then left swimming to focus on baseball. He also played a couple of years of high school football. Now, that's the first strikeout for Wiles, who's not walked anyone. One out of the fourth, and the slider down low, ball one, to Drew Ellis, who grounded out to short, leading off the second. Last of the fourth, Las Vegas leading 4-2. Wiles, both feet on the rubber. Now to the motion, wearing number 31, he lets it fly. Curveball, low and away at 79 miles an hour, 2-0. Game three tomorrow night at 6:35, same start time as tonight. Pregame at 6:20 here on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. And the ace of the Aviator staff, Jared Koenig, 3-2 with the best ERA in the league, 2.36, will face righty Dre Jameson, D-R-E-Y, Dre Jameson, pitcher the Aviators have not seen yet. He'll be making his fourth start and his first against Las Vegas. There's a long drive to luck, hooking foul and out of play. 2-2 on Drew Ellis. Jameson, who was at a Ball State, first round pick by the Diamondbacks in 2019, the 34th overall pick, was hit pretty hard, though, by Tacoma in his first start. Allowed four in runs in 3 2/3 innings. He'll get the start tomorrow. He's 0-1. Fastball just outside. That was close. 3-2 on Drew Ellis. Buddy Kennedy on deck. Wiles okays the sign of Langoliers. Now to the motion. Payoff pitch on the way. Foul back out of play. One with a slider at 86 miles an hour. Still 3-2 on Drew Ellis, a third baseman who is DHing. Ellis did not play in the game against Wiles on April 9th at Las Vegas Ballpark. One out, base is empty, another 3-2. Fastball this time, foul back at 90 miles an hour. He fought that pitch off, which was toward the outside. 3-2 still. Wiles at 54 pitches, 36 strikes. And as I said, he's well stretched out. He threw 99 pitches in his last outing 6 days ago.
when he beat Salt Lake with his six-inning effort. We're in the fourth inning now. 4-2 in favor of the Aviators. The 3-2 again. Breaking ball. Pull foul outside third. And we'll do it again. 10-pitch at bat for Drew Ellis right here. Hash House a go-go scores. Start with a PCL. In Sugarland, bottom of the eighth inning, Round Rock 8, Sugarland 1. Eighth inning, El Paso 9, Oklahoma City 1 in Okie City. Fastball grounded on the third baseline, grabbed by Davidson. Long throw to first is there in time. Good play by Davidson. And the lengthy duel between Wiles and Ellis ultimately won by the Vegas right-hander. Two down. And the batter's Kennedy grounded out to second, his first time up in the second inning. Salt Lake, as I said, behind Jake Kalish. Blanked Albuquerque, 8-0. Kalish is now 4-1 with a 1.89 ERA. So a great start. And Dave McKinnon, a home run for Salt Lake. There's a breaking ball a little low. Curveball at 73, 1-0 on Buddy Kennedy. Sacramento also had a shutout win at home. They limited Tacoma to two hits and beat the Rainiers 5-0. Reynald Espinal, now 3-0 with a 2.7 ERA, beat Darren McCacken in that game. There's a ground ball to short. To his left to pick it up is Machine. He's got a lot of time. Throws his man out, and that's it. So Wiles has a nice fourth inning with a strikeout and a couple of ground balls. Four innings in the books in Reno. As we head to the fifth, the score, Las Vegas 4, Reno 2.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Inning. This is game two of a six-game series in Reno. Reno winning big last night, 14-6. Las Vegas was down 4-0, 4-3, 8-3, 8-6. And then Reno won it going away 14-6. Tonight, Las Vegas owns a 4-2 lead into the fifth inning. Three-run home in the first by Matt Davidson, who also grounded out in the second. So Davidson, who's 1-for-2 of the three-run home run, leading off the Vegas fifth. Curveball low. Ball one from Tommy Henry, who's now at 72 pitches, 39 of them four strikes. Davidson, followed by the number five hitter, Dermis Garcia, then Vimal Machine in the top of inning number five. Four runs, five hits, no errors for Las Vegas. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Reno. The wind and the 1-0. Davidson, it's a line drive deep toward the left field corner. That ball is fair. Hits the base of the wall. Canzone over to get it. On his way to second is Davidson. Here's the throw. He's in standing with a double. A line drive doubled off the base of the left field wall by Matt Davidson, who is starting to heat up. He has doubled and homered in this game, and he's 3-for-6 in the series with two home runs. For Davidson, it's his first double as an Aviator. The batter now is Dermis Garcia, who has kept third baseman Buddy Kennedy busy with two ground balls to him. That's 6 hits for Las Vegas. Garcia, 313. Looks at a strike. Fastball belt high over the outside. It's 0-1. Tommy Henry, 8th start of the year and his 5th here at home. Good slow changeup at 82. He swung way early and missed. And it's 2 strikes on Dermis Garcia. Last time out, Tacoma beat Tommy Henry on May 12th at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The 0-2 waved at and missed strike 3. Henry never threw Garcia fastball. All off-speed stuff. And got him to wave at that one for his 4th strikeout. Garcia's 0-for-3. Davidson at second with one out. Then a batter of Emel Machin. Grounded out to short and struck out. That game in Tacoma. I wish Vancouver was still in the league. What a beautiful city. Anyway, Henry with Davidson at second and one out. Facing Machin. Fastball inside. And Bemail jumps back out of the way. Ball 1-1-0. Henry surrendered 3 earned runs on 3 hits. Struck out 3, and his big problem was walks. Season high 6 walks and only 3 2/3 innings. Pitches a strike on the outside corner. 1-1 to Bemail Machin. I think that's the first fastball he's seen in this game. Threw almost all sliders to him to strike him out on the third. Davidson at second, one out, 5th inning. Las Vegas leading 4-2. Here's a 1-1 on the way. Henry's slider is foul back. Another slider, and it's 1-2. Really, Henry's 2 best pitches are the slider and the changeup. You could safely say that. 1-2. Davidson off second. The shortstop Duzenak is behind him near the fringe of the outfield grass. Outfield straight away from Machin. We mail at 288 now. Henry looks at Davidson, comes home, and there's a fly ball to left, and that's hit pretty well. But Canzone has a play, angling toward the line to make the catch, and fires it back in. Machin got out of that one a little bit. So Davidson opened up the inning with a double. He's still at second with 2 outs. Machin 0-for-3. Here's Austin Allen, who has grounded out to second and walked. Henry's at 81 pitches. His season high, 94, 2 starts ago, May 5th, when he beat Round Rock here with 5 2/3 innings, which is his longest start. Allen trying to pick up Davidson. Austin waiting in the pitch. Strike in the inside corner. It's 0-1. Allen hitting 200. Barely a week's worth of games. Where number 34 winds the bat around. Davidson off second base. Here is the strike 1 pitch from Henry. Fastball, strike call on the outside. 0-2. Christian Lopes getting loose on deck. Allen back in waiting. Henry brings his hands together right in front of his chest. And the pitch. Chopper down the first baseline, fair ball. Glove there by Beer. He waves off Henry, steps on the bag, and the inning is over. So the Aviators see a leadoff double by Davidson go to waste. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 man left. And at the end of 4.5, the score now, it is Las Vegas 4, the Reno Aces 2.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Most
Most people think all short-term lenders are the same, and for the most part, they're right. But those people have not discovered how quick, easy, safe, and inexpensive it is to get a signature loan at the DLC. At Dollar Loan Center, you can get a signature loan up to $5,000 in just minutes, and you don't need a checking account or collateral. It's easy to qualify, and you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. That's different. Way different.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Welcome back now. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Las Vegas with three in the first and one in the second. Aces with two solo homers. One in the first by Jake McCarthy. One in the third by Camden Dusenak, who has made a kind of a career out of hitting the Aviators hard. But as we go to the bottom of the fifth, Las Vegas does maintain a 4-2 lead behind right-hander Colin Wiles, who's thrown 58 pitches, 39 of them for strikes. Bottom third of the order, Dominic Canzone, who singled and stole second, takes a strike at the knees. It's 0-1 on Canzone. Hash House Agogo scores in Arlington. They're in the ninth inning. Angels and Texas Rangers are tied at four now. Canzone takes one just outside. 1-1. Eighth inning in Kansas City. Royals lead the White Sox 4-2. Earlier, Tampa beat Detroit down in St. Petersburg at Tropicana Field. 6-1 was the final there. There's a bounding ball to the right side. Charged by Lopes. He has it and shovels it underhand. Garcia, slow bounding ball. And that makes Canzone 1-2, one out. Six in a row. Set down by Wiles since the Dusenak homer in the third. One out, bottom of the fifth. Here's Graterol. Lined out to second baseman Lopes to finish up the second inning. In Milwaukee, it went 11 innings. The Brewers beat the Braves 7-6. Colorado topped the Giants 5-3 at Coors Field in Denver. Bounding ball back a second. Backhanded by Lopes, who plants his feet and throws him out. Very quickly, two down here. Lopes playing near the bag, and it paid off. Two away. Seven straight outs. Five of them on ground balls. One strikeout in the Garrett fly ball to center, which ended the third inning. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth, and here's Rivera, who flat out to left his first time up. In Oakland, Minnesota beat the Athletics 14-4. Nick Allen in the lineup, called up. Sonny Gray got the win over Dalton Jeffries. There's a strike. 1-1 to Rivera. Dodgers won their fifth in a row. They beat the Diamondbacks 5-3. Walker Buehler, 5-1, got the win. Hudson with the save. Pitch in the dirt, 1-1. At Fenway, Red Sox beat Houston 5-1. And in Miami, it went 10 innings. Washington defeated the Marlins 5-4. Phillies beat the Padres in Philly 3-0. Zach Wheeler, his second win for the Phillies. Slider swung on and missed. Good pitch, 1-2. Yankees beat Baltimore 3-2 behind Garrett Cole. And Seattle defeated Toronto 5-1 in Toronto. Mets roll past the Cardinals 11-4. Pittsburgh beat the Cubs 3-2. Reds at Cleveland rained out. Here is the 1-2 pitch. Fastball up and away at 89. 2-2 on Yadiel Rivera. He's hitting 170. Wiles, feet together on the rubber, looking in. Now, here he comes. The pitch. Slider just low. That was close. And the count fills up at 3-2. Rivera back in. Waves this stick around, wearing number 22. Wags the bat near the right shoulder. Wiles with Langelier's sign set and the 3-2. Ground ball up the middle, and it's a base hit to center field. Lopes had a play on that ball. For whatever reason, I don't know if he didn't see it well off the bat, but he initially froze. Then he went diving to his right. Just a slight hesitation. But Rivera hits a ground ball single. He's 1-2. And that extends the inning for leadoff man Camden Dusenak. Five hits for Reno. It breaks the spell of seven straight. And again, Wiles got another ground ball, but that one got through. Dusenak takes up on away ball one. Dusenak's flat out to center, hit a solo home run. Dusenak, five home runs this year. three of them against Las Vegas, and two of them off Colin Wiles. One at Las Vegas ballpark and one here tonight. Rivera, very short lead at first. And the 1-0, high foul back and out of play. One ball and one strike is the count. That gets you up to date as far as the big league scores on the Hash House A-Go-Go scoreboard. American League East, the Yankees now, with a record of 28-9. They've won four in a row, 9 of 10. They don't care where they play. Pitch is low, 2-1. Yankees are 14-5 on the road, and they've won 14 out of 18 at home, almost the identical record. Tampa's in second place, 5.5 out. Toronto, 8.5. Red Sox, 13. Baltimore, 14.5. In the Central, Minnesota leads the White Sox by 3, Cleveland by 4, Kansas City 7.5 out, Detroit 9 games out. In the West, Houston a half game lead over the Angels, Texas 6.5 out, Seattle 7, Oakland 9 games out. Right here, fifth inning, 4-2 Las Vegas. Rivera at first with two down. The 2-1 pitch, Duzenac swings and misses at the curveball. He tried to time that down-breaking 75-mile-an-hour hook. And he left it in Langeliers' mitt. That was a good pitch. 2-2 is the count now. National League in the East, the Mets lead the Phillies by 6, Marlins by 7, Atlanta by 7.5, and Washington by 12. Wiles with a 2-2 to Duzenac. Don't throw to first. They've got him picked off. Rivera going to second, and running him down is the first baseman, Dermis Garcia, who tags him on the small of the back, and that's it. I'm not sure where Rivera was going in that situation, but he is out. Second baseman is picked off. I think it's going to go on the books as a caught stealing, though. And any way you slice it, the inning is over. No runs, one hit, nobody left. And at the end of five, complete. Las Vegas 4, Reno 2.
Jose, how much longer till this dough's ready?
No one can bake gluten-free vegan goodies better than Suri.
Wait, both Jim and Marion's last days are the same day?
But he needs to whip up a new shift lead without interviews burning his time.
Gotta get interviewing before my calendar is cooked. Oh.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Philly Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
All right. Now dig this, baby.
All right.
You don't care for me.
I'll dig this, baby. We're now going to the sixth inning. Las Vegas leads 4-2. Going to get the word from the official scorekeeper. It's a little awkward here in Reno because the radio booths are right among the fans here in the concourse area. And the actual press box is on the second level, far down the right field line. So we got to find out about that. Here's Kristen Lopes, the new pitcher. Humberto Mejia, hard-throwing righty. Fastball fouled away by Lopes, who is grounded out and flied out. 0-2. Starting pitcher Tommy Henry departs after five innings. He is charged with four runs earned on six hits. Sliders high, 1-1 on Lopes. He walked four batters, and he also struck out four. Lopes hits a high drive to deep right center, and backing up is the right fielder Garrett to make the catch on the warning track to the right of the 424 side. Lopes hit the ball to deep left in the third, caught by Canzone. That was hit even further. That's a home run at Las Vegas ballpark. But here, that's an out. Breeze is blowing out that way, but Lopes hit that ball very well. One out for Vince Fernandez. So we're in the sixth. Las Vegas, four runs, six hits, no errors. Reno, two runs, five hits, and no errors. Fernandez takes a fastball for a ball one at 91 miles an hour. Umberto Mejia, 6'4", 244 pounds, 25 years old from Panama City, Panama. Ground ball to first, glove by Beer. Beer goes to the bag himself, and Fernandez is now 1-for-3, having singled and scored and struck out previously. And Drew Jackson is going to come up now. Mejia is in his eighth game. Not good numbers so far. 0-1 with a 9.82 ERA over 11 innings, 19 hits, including four homers. Walked three, struck out five. Slider called strike, 0-1. Jackson having a perfect night so far. Single and scored, single again, walked and stole a base, 2-for-2. 3-for-6 in the series. Fastball, high foul to the right. That's out of play at 91 miles an hour, 0-2. Jackson at 2-55. Two outs, nobody on the top of the sixth. Umberto Mejia, the Panamanian, in relief of Tommy Henry, the former Michigan Wolverine. There's a ground ball to second. Moving in to pick it up is Rivera. Throws the first to get Jackson by a step, and the inning is over. Jackson retired for the first time, so Mejia does a nice job. Fly ball and two ground balls, and Las Vegas goes quickly in the sixth, which brings us to the bottom of the sixth. The score remains Las Vegas 4, Reno 2.
With more total IIHS top safety awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years, and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome back. All right, here we go. Bottom of the sixth inning. Las Vegas on the strength of a Matt Davidson three-run home run in the first and a bases-loaded walk issued to catcher Shea Langeliers, which forced in another run in the second, leading Reno 4-2. Reno solo home runs in the first by Jake McCarthy, the third by Camden Duzenac. Colin Wiles, five innings, his pitch well. Two runs earned, five hits, no walks, one strikeout, 72 pitches, 47 strikes. The pitch. And Duzenac fouls it away. Duzenac was at the plate when Rivera was picked off first. They scored it a pickoff and not a caught stealing. When Wiles threw to first, it looked like Rivera was breaking for second, but it was scored a pickoff. So Duzenac's up there with a fresh count in the bottom of the sixth. Here is the strike one pitch now from Wiles. That sinks in below the knees. Fastball at 88, 1-1, top of the order for Reno. Duzenac, Jake McCarthy, and Stone Garrett after that. Wiles wearing number 31. Langeliers hangs out a sign. And now Shea sets up on the inside. And there's a line drive past the diving machine in the left center for a base hit. And Duzenac is at it again. I tell you one thing, he loves Aviator pitching. That was a line drive, and it looked like Machine had a shot at it, but the ball was hit very hard. Diving to his left, and the ball got through. Duzenac is 2-for-3. That's his 11th hit against the Aviators this year, including three home runs. 2 for 3 in this game. The batter, McCarthy, homer to right, grounded to third. Although he pulled the ball, Davidson, the third baseman, playing to the first base side of second, as he is now. Curveball, a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1 on McCarthy. Going over the standings before, we got as far as the National League Central. Milwaukee leading St. Louis by 3.5. Everybody else is under 500 in that division. Pittsburgh 7.5 out. The Cubs 8, Reds 13. Pitch is just outside, 1-1. In the West, the Dodgers, having won 5 in a row, leading San Diego by 2, Giants by 3, Rockies by 7, Diamondbacks by 8. Diamondbacks have lost 6 in a row. Here's a 1-1. Left-handed hitting McCarthy waits, and the pitch. High fly ball to deep left. Going back, Fernandez, but he has a play. Reaches up and makes the catch a step or two in front of the track. Duzenac fades back to first. One out, and the batter, Stone Garrett. And a broken bat single to center, and was erased on the ground ball double play by Beer right after that. Then in the third, he flied out to center to end the inning. So one on, one out. And Wiles getting a lot of ground balls in this game to this point. Would love one here at one of his fielders. There's a slider outside at 86, ball one. Garrett. 325. Big power numbers. Beer is on deck. Duzenac at first, held on by Dermis Garcia. Throw to first, and he's back in diving. Each team has 6 hits now with a Duzenac single. 4-2 Las Vegas, 1-1 out on the bottom of the 6th. Wiles stretches again. Duzenac maybe 3 steps off the bag. Breaking ball just outside. He tried to curve at 77. It is 2-0 on Garrett. Garrett has a look down at Mark Reed. And steps back in. Strong right-handed batter. Menacingly wags the bat near the right shoulder. Gripping it down at the end with those cherry red batting gloves. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball. Foul back out of play. Strike one. 2-1. Wiles at 81 pitches now. Wiles with a new ball from the plate umpire, Jonathan Biaretta. 2-1. Wiles stretch position, outfield deep and straight away for the dangerous Stone Garrett. The 2-1. Fastball is low. 3-1. On deck is the cleanup hitter, Seth Beer. Wiles standing tall, holds the ball behind his right leg. Okays the sign of Langoliers. Duzenac at first, one out. The 3-1 pitch. Low, ball four. That's the first walk issued by Wiles. 2-1, one out for Beer. Now, Beer has grounded into a double play and struck out. And he's up again. Former Clemson Tiger coming up now. All right, here's Beer, strong left-handed hitter. It was optioned to Reno just 3 days ago from the Diamondbacks. Try to hold up on a low pitch. They appeal, strike, says James Fitzpatrick. Bat did seem to go pretty far around. Strike one, 0-1. Duzenac at second, Garrett at first, one out, bottom of the 6th. Las Vegas with a 4-2 advantage. Wiles studies the signs of Langoliers. Set again. Beer, open stance from the left side. The pitch, high foul, backing out of play, 89 miles an hour. It is 0-2. In 27 games with the Diamondbacks, Beer hit 210, 17 hits and 81 at-bats. 4 extra base hits, including one homer, drove in 9. Of course, last year he split the year between Reno and Arizona. Last year with the Aces at 287. 16 homers, 59 batted in. Fastball very high, 1-2. Try to get him to chase that one. 3-time All-American at Clemson. One and two. Infield a double play depth. Matt Davidson, the only man on the left side of the infield. Machin, Lopes, and Garcia on the right side. The stretch and the look now by Wiles. He cocks his arm, no throw. Fans hollering balk. Not a balk. One and two. Beer back in. Duzanek leads off second. The second baseman Lopes there to try to take a step away from him. Garrett at first. The pitch. High foul near the third base dugout. Here comes Langoliers, but he's out of room. It hits the dugout and bounces way back. And one fan had, it looks like he had a cup of ice cream in his right hand and tried to hang onto the ice cream and caught it. And the ball bounced off his other hand and somebody else got the ball. All right. It's all about values. One and two to count. 4-2 Las Vegas, bottom of the sixth. Wiles trying to wriggle off the hook here. Tough part of the Reno lineup. The pitch. High fly ball. Shallow left field. Fernandez looking for it. Fernandez cannot get it, and the ball falls in. And everybody's safe. There is an example, and that's going to be a base hit. That was not all Vince Fernandez's fault. I must absolutely emphasize that. He was holding his hands out, wanting help, but McKinney was too far away. There was no way McKinney could get to that ball and straight away shallow left. And there's an example of how maybe Nick Allen, if he's here, might be able to hustle out and get that ball. Machin sort of went out and then stopped, and it was up to Fernandez, and Vince went into a dive and couldn't get it. That is an absolutely huge play. Because instead of two outs and two on, there is one out. The bases are loaded on the pop-up that fell in for a single. And the batter is Drew Ellis. Now it's incumbent upon Wiles to bail out his left fielder if he can and get a ground ball at somebody. Ellis is at two of them. Tonight, one to short, one to third. He's 0-for-2. Fastball, that's ball one. Looked very good. 1-0. Fernandez was in trouble. He indicated it. He threw his hands out. Then he tried to find it, but there was nobody there to help him. And he went lunging to his left, and the ball plopped in. Here is the pitch now. Ellis swings and fouls a slider back, and it's 1-1. In the inning, Duzanak singled. McCarthy flied out. Garrett walked. And Beer on the 1-2 pitch. The pop-up in the shallow left. Ball falling in for Reno's seventh hit. A big break for Reno. 1-1 the count. No shift on the infield. Pulling it straight up. Garcia's in tight at first. He'll come home if the ball is hit to him. The 1-1. Breaking ball outside. It's 2-1. Wiles now 91 pitches. And Aaron Brown begins to fire in the Las Vegas bullpen. Left-hander. 2-1 on Drew Ellis. Ellis hitting 237. Duzanak at third. Garrett at second. Beer at first. One out. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Up and in. Ball three. It's 3-1. Buddy Kennedy is on deck. Wiles looking in. Langoliers puts the fingers down. Wiles agrees with the sign. The 3-1 Ellis with the bases loaded. Breaking ball. Long drive to left field. It's a grand slam. And the Reno Aces now lead it by a score of 6-4. Right here in the bottom of the sixth inning. That's how quickly fortunes can change. This ballpark is known for wild swings and leads and a lot of lead changes. It just, that's the way the ballpark plays. But give full credit to the Reno Aces. They took advantage of what they were given. A walk and a pop-up that fell in. And on a 3-1 pitch, boom. I mean, Ellis hit it out of sight. The pitch is to Buddy Kennedy. The scoreboard says ball one. Kennedy's grounded out twice, once to second, once to short. Now Reno leads tonight for the first time on the grand slam by Drew Ellis. Fastball's a strike. The count is 0-2. Scoreboard is incorrect. 0-2 is the correct count. And the pitch. Curveball outside. Ball one, 1-2. Wiles pitched very, very well through five. And now he's trailing 6-4. The 1-2, that's high. Ball two. 2-2 on Buddy Kennedy. For Drew Ellis, his third home run. The four RBIs give him 18 now. Nobody on base, one out. And Wiles with a 2-2 to Buddy Kennedy. Breaking ball low again. It's 3-2. 98 pitches for Wiles. This is almost assuredly his last hitter, regardless of what Kennedy does. Canzone on deck as a left-handed hitter. Brown would appear to be ready in the bullpen. Been throwing for quite some time. 3-2 pitch. Fouled off to the right, back out of play. That's 99 pitches for Wiles. Same number he threw last time out at Las Vegas Ballpark when he beat Salt Lake with six innings. 3-2. Next pitch will be pitch number 100. Wiles will become the first Aviator pitcher to get to 100 pitches in a game. And the pitch is sliced down the right field line, foul, and it's bouncing and going back out of play. 3-2. Las Vegas led 3-0, 3-1, 4-1, 4-2, and then after the pop-up that fell in, bam, grand slam by Ellis. And the Reno Aces lead by a 6-4 count, and there's ball four, and that's going to be it for Wiles. It is the second walk allowed by Wiles. Reardon is at the top step, and here he comes. That's it. He wanted to wait until Canzone was announced. Canzone has been announced, and that's it for Wiles. Really, kind of a tough luck outing in some ways for Colin Wiles. He allowed two solo home runs. Generally speaking, in the Pacific Coast League, solo home runs are not going to beat you because your team is going to score runs. But in this inning, it just didn't work out. Duzenac, who hits every Aviator pitcher hard, got another base hit. And with one out, Garrett walked. And the big play, the beer pop-up that fell in. And then on the 3-1, Ellis hit it out. Here comes Aaron Brown. We've got a pitching change. Bottom of the sixth. Reno now leads at 6-4. And we'll be back after this.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
at a brand new ball game in Reno now. Reno now has a lead thanks to a one-out grand slam by designated hitter Drew Ellis. And the new pitcher, Aaron Brown, he inherits Kennedy at first. Fastball missing to Dominic Canzone. Up and in, Canzone against Wiles had a ground ball single and a stolen base and grounded out. Well, Wiles, in many ways, deserved a better fate. He's going to lose this game or have no decision. He cannot win it. Quick throw to first. Brown with that fine pickoff move, and Kennedy got back in. Kennedy has four steals, been caught once. The pitch. High fly ball to deep right center. Jackson is back. Jackson is at the track. Jackson is at the fence, and it's gone. A two-run home run into the Reno bullpen by Dominic Canzone. And it's now 8-4 Reno in a wild sixth inning in which they have tacked on six runs now. All right. My, what a difference an inning can make. Canzone's second AAA home run. He's got 13 RBIs now. There's a ground ball to short, hit by Graterol, picked up by Machin, who throws him out, and there are two outs in the sixth inning now. Graterol's 0-3. A home run derby. Four home runs hit by Reno, one by Las Vegas. That was Davidson, but that seems like it was a week ago now. A six-run Reno sixth, propelling them to an 8-4 lead. And here's the number nine hitter, Rivera. Fastball is inside, ball one at 96 miles an hour. I don't know, Aaron Brown, 29 years old, from the San Fernando Valley. 1-1 with a 4.4 ERA. That home run he gave up is the third one he's given up in 15 innings. Pitch crowds him inside at 94, 2-0 on Yadiel Rivera. Eight for Reno now. Here's the 2-0. Fastball high and deep to left. Fernandez going back, looking up, and it's gone. Another home run by the Reno Aces. They've got seven runs in the sixth, and they now lead it 9-4. Rivera, not known for his hitting under 200. That is his second home run of the year. The man who began the inning with a single is up now, Camden Duzenac. 2-for-3 with a single and a home run. He hits a fly ball to shallow left in the twilight. Going out is Machin, going out to make the catch, and the inning is finally over. But 10 men bat, and 7 of them score. Moreno in an explosive sixth inning. They grab the lead with 7 runs on 5 hits, including 3 home runs, the Drew Grand Slam and 2 others. No errors and no one left. Now, at the end of 6, the score, Reno 9 and the Aviators 4.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Carl's Jr. presents your Gold Rush Bite. It's time for the Gold Rush to come to you. For only $3.49, the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger has two charbroiled beef patties, melty cheese, and crispy bacon covered with sweet, tangy Carolina Gold barbecue sauce. So it's dripping with gold until the very last bite. All for just $3.49. Bite into the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger, part of Charbroil Double Deals at Carl's Jr. Order on the Carl's Jr. app and earn double the stars on any purchase. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included. Not valid with any other offer, discount, or combo. Price and participation may vary. My Rewards members earn double stars through the app for a limited time. See app for details.
All right, welcome back. Reno last night, as Billy McKinney takes a fastball outside from reliever Humberto Mejia. Mejia is the beneficiary of that seven-run outburst in the sixth. Vegas was up 4-2, but thanks to that inning, they're down 9-4 as a strike. 1-1 on McKinney. Mejia is now the pitcher of record. Tommy Henry's off the hook. Mejia worked a 1-2-3-6. McKinney has a single of three bats, flat out to deep center his last time up. Fastball outside at 91, 2-1. So the Aviators now find themselves down by five in the seventh. It's not an insurmountable gap, but they're at a stage of the game where they've got to get a bunch of base runners in a fairly big hurry. There's a fly ball to center field. McCarthy backing up, has a play, turns and one-hands it. One out. McKinney is 1-for-4. Batter C. Langoliers now. Last night, Reno scored the most runs that they have scored in a game this year, 14, the previous high 11 against Sacramento. And for Las Vegas, it was the most runs they've given up in a game this year, 14. Langoliers has walked and scored in a first-inning home run by Davidson, walked in a run, and struck out. He lifts one into shallow right center. McCarthy wants this one, and he puts that one away. Two down. So despite rather unsightly ERA approaching 10, Mejia has retired all five Aviators, and with two outs, here's Davidson. A three-run home run, a ground ball into a force play, and a double off the base of the left field wall. 2-for-3 is Davidson. Wiles, 5 1/3. Fastball low and outside, ball one. Even though he'd only given up two runs into the fifth, he's charged with 7 runs earned on 8 hits. He walked 2, struck out 1, threw over 100 pitches. Breaking ball outside, 2-0 on Davidson. Aaron Brown came in with Buddy Kennedy at first base and one out, and Dominic Canzone hit a 2-run home run to greet Brown rather rudely. Gratterall grounded out. Then Yadier Rivera homered. There's a ball fouled outside third. 2-1. So now Reno, 9 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. Las Vegas trying to answer with something after getting humbled by that 7-run sixth, and they've got 4 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. Davidson lines one to right center for his third hit. McCarthy gets it back in. Well, Davidson has a single, double, and a home run in 4 at bats. And the 2-out single brings up Garcia, who against Tommy Henry grounded out to third twice and struck out once. Here's the pitch. Slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. Garcia waiting on the 0-1. He hits a fly ball to center field. McCarthy in straightaway center, waiting, waiting, waiting. He's got it, and that's the inning. So McCarthy racks up 3 putouts on fly balls by McKinney, Langoliers, and Garcia, all to the Reno center fielder, with the Davidson single sandwiched in between. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left. Seventh inning stretch. And the score, it is Reno 9 and the Aviators 4.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees.
So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. Interest rates are going up, inflation is through the roof, and the media is telling you the world's going to end. Folks, I despise fear-based advertising, but I also agree, based on experience, what goes up eventually goes down. If you're planning on selling your home, then this is the hottest real estate market we have seen in years. We buy ugly and distressed properties, we do all repairs, and give all our sellers a cash advance if needed. And our new program, we can buy all homes at market value cash in 14 days, outbidding all other iBuyers in town. So call the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, we're back. Okay, seems like two different ball games in one. Las Vegas is up 3-0 and 4-1 early, 4-2 into the bottom of the sixth, and Reno erupted with three home runs, including a grand slam as part of a seven-run inning. And they now have grabbed control of the game 9-4. Aaron Brown's pitch is a strike to Jake McCarthy, who was homered, grounded out, and flied out. Fastball a little outside. 1-1. I want to thank Fran Reardon for being my pregame guest. He said he has no complaints about ABS, automatic balls and strikes. From the robot. There's a strike, 1-2. And I talked to Matt Davidson and some other players about it, and the consensus is, hey, you know, it takes a little getting used to, but we think the zone is good because we know it's consistent. McCarthy's hit on the right arm by a pitch from Brown. Peels off some body armor and hits the first base. Stone Garrett, who is singled, flat out and walked and scored coming up now. Brown's first appearance in the series. He worked three times at home in the Salt Lake series, allowing two runs in the 4 2/3 innings that he worked. One win, one loss, one save, which was in the Salt Lake series, and a 4.4 ERA coming in. Throw to first base, gets away from Garcia. So McCarthy races around second, goes to third as Garcia picks it up. He fires it across the diamond to Davidson, not in time. Things go from bad to worse for the Aviators. Aaron Brown has that rifle quick pickoff move. And if you're not quite ready or you're not quite used to it, or if it's off target, it can easily get away. He throws it hard. When it works, it can make the runner look silly because you're out. But that time the ball got away. It was a bad throw. No way Garcia could get it. It was way to Garcia's right. Fastball down and in. Ball one to Stone Garrett. So McCarthy, hit by the pitch, goes to third on the throwing error. The errant pickoff throw by Aaron Brown. The infield is in. In the seventh inning, 9-4 Reno. The 1-0 is a chopper to short, glove by Machine. He looks the runner back at third and throws his men out at first. So playing the infield in, choked off the run that time. One out, the infield will remain in. And here's Beer. Grounded to a double play, struck out, then hit a pop-up in a shallow left that fell in for a single and got and then scored on the grand slam by Drew Ellis. Bottom of the seventh inning, 9-4 Reno. McCarthy at third, the error by Brown, the first error for either team in this game. And there's a slider in the dirt, good block there by Langeliers, who really did well to square up on it and prevent the ball from getting away. Ball one on Beer. Ted Wiens trivia. Who's the oldest pitcher to throw a perfect game in the major leagues? Oldest pitcher to throw a perfect game in the major leagues. It happened in the last 20 years. I'm not going back to Pud Galvin on this one. There's a fastball swung on and missed, 1-1. No Addy Joss. No Smokey Joe Wood. No. Way more recent than that. 1-1 on Seth Beer. McCarthy at third, one down. Infield in for the Aviators. Brown's pitch. Lifted foul to the left by Beer, going well back out of here. 1-2. Jared Koenig, the ace of the Aviator staff tomorrow, against righty Dre Jameson, D-R-E-Y Jameson, 0-1. It's his second AAA start. Brown ready with a 1-2. Fly ball down the left field line. Angling over is Fernandez in foul territory, and the ball bounces on the warning track and goes up against the netting. Fernandez came within one stride of the ball, but it landed foul, so it's still 1-2 on Seth Beer. McCarthy at third, one out. The answer to the Ted Weins trivia question coming up. Reno has won 4 and lost 3 against Vegas this year, and they have a 5-run lead here in the 7th. Brown squinting in at Langoliers. McCarthy off third, one out. Brown could use a strikeout here, and the fastball is outside. Ball 2. It's 2-2 on Seth Beer. Solo home runs earlier in the game by McCarthy and Duzenac. The big one, the Drew Ellis grand slam, which turned this game around in the 6th. Then a 2-run home run later in the inning by Canzone. Off Brown. Ground ball to first. And Garcia throws home, and out at home is McCarthy. With nobody out and the infield in and a ground ball to one of the infielders, which is what happened when Garrett hit the ball to Machin, the runner, the conventional wisdom is you don't go. But with one out, you go. So with one out, Beer hit a chopper on a good pitch by Brown, by the way, a chopper to Garcia. And so McCarthy was running on contact. And Dermis Garcia threw Jake McCarthy out at home. Shea Langeliers applied the tag. Two outs. Beer at first on the fielder's choice. It goes 3-2 if you're scoring. And Ellis, who hit the grand slam last time up, against Wiles, fouls a pitch back. Strike one. 0-1. So the Aviators choke off the run. And in essence, that erases the Aaron Brown throwing error. Here's a strike one pitch to Drew Ellis now. Fastball, a little late strike call by Jonathan Beretta, or by the machine, if you like, 0-2. Beer, a very short lead at first, maybe two steps off the back. Now the 0-2 stretch by Aaron Brown, the lefty throws. Slider in the dirt, smothered by Langoliers, 1-2. Aaron Brown, a lot of time in the Phillies organization, and when he was in school, he was a two-way player. He tried his hand as a position player, now a full-time pitcher. A good year for the Aviators last year, coming up from Double A. Here's the 1-2. Ellis hits a line drive to third. It's caught by Davidson. An ankle-high line drive, and Davidson reached down and backhanded it, and the inning is over. Well, Brown got out of that cheaply enough. Runner at third, nobody out, and they don't score. No runs, no hits, one error, one left. At the end of 7, it is Reno 9 and the Aviators 4.
Nice Chevy Trailblazer, Ben.
Thanks. It was love at first sight.
But didn't you say you loved all the room in the Chevy Traverse?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you say you loved the style of the Chevy Blazer?
No doubt.
And all that technology in the Chevy Equinox?
Definitely.
But the Trailblazer was love at first sight?
Well, I didn't say it was the only one I loved at first sight.
The hardest part of driving home in a new Chevy SUV is choosing which one. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with a skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world.
Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great clips. It's going to be great.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
All right, bottom of the seventh inning is over. Now we go to the top of the eighth inning, and Reno leads it by a score of 9-4. We'll talk about the new pitcher in just a moment. But first, we got a little word for you just to keep you updated on what's happening. Make sure you get your tickets while they're hot. Nitro Circus is bringing their all-new tour to Las Vegas Ballpark on the 4th of July, and you're not going to want to miss it. Tickets for the craziest show on earth are now on sale. Nitro Circus, bringing the good, the bad, and the rad to Las Vegas Ballpark this summer. Visit the lvballpark.com to purchase tickets, lvballpark.com. Bimal Machin takes a strike from the new pitcher, lefty Caleb Barragar. There's a high foul outside third. Kennedy in pursuit, called off by Duzenac, who makes the catch, a step into foul territory. The shortstop making a catch on the Machin foul ball. Well, Machin is 0-for-4. Batters Austin Allen, who's grounded out, walked and grounded out again. So Umberto Mejia, despite an ERA of around 9.5, goes two innings, and he's in position to win this game. No runs, one hit, no walks, no strikeouts. He retired 6-of-7. And Allen facing the lefty Caleb Barragar, Barragar. There's a mile-high fly ball to center. McCarthy trotting in, looking up, waiting. He's got it. Allen 0-for-3 plus a walk, and with two outs, here's Lopes. Grounded out, flied out, and flied out to the warning track and right. Barragar, first appearance in this series, 6'3", 215 pounds. 28 years old from Jenison, Michigan. In the Giants organization last year. The name rings a bell. He's with Sacramento. He spent some time in the big leagues with San Francisco. Pitches a fastball high to Lopes. Ball one. 1-0. Barragar 1-0 in 10 games. A 4.5 ERA. Pitches up and away. 2-0. 10 innings. Walk two. Struck out 11. And a nice addition to the Reno bullpen. Vince Fernandez on deck. 9-4 Reno in the eighth. Here's the pitch. Fastball fouled away to the right out of play at 93 miles an hour. 2-1. Ted Wiens trivia, who's the oldest pitcher to throw a perfect game in Major League history? And the answer is Randy Johnson in 2004 is when he did it. There's a foul ball in the air outside first, playable for Beer. He's got it, and that's the inning. He was 40 years old when the Diamondbacks lefty beat the Braves 2-0, joining Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Hideo Nomo, and Nolan Ryan. He's the only pitchers to throw no-hitters in both leagues. You betcha. All right, the Aviators go quietly in the eighth, so we go to the bottom of the eighth, and the score, Reno 9, Las Vegas 4.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together, we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Welcome back to Greater Nevada Field in Reno. Las Vegas, as we go to the bottom of the eighth, with Reno leading 9-4, bringing their third pitcher now. The righty out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Grant Holmes. Starter Colin Wiles, the pitcher, a record. Aaron Brown goes an inning and two-thirds, gives up two runs earned on two hits, both of them home runs. No walks or strikeouts, he hit one. Fastball up and in at 95 miles an hour to Buddy Kennedy. Kennedy grounded out twice, walked in the sixth. He was the last man Wiles faced with that walk, and that's when Aaron Brown came in. And Canzone greeted him with a two-run home run. Fastball foul back, 1-1. Holmes, 6'1", 225, 26 years old. It's been 6 years now since Oakland picked him up in a trade with the Dodgers. Holmes, mid-90s fastball, hard curveball, fastball up and in, 2-1. Threw a cutter a lot last year, but he's not thrown it nearly as much this year. In 10 games, 0-1 with a 5.79 ERA over 14 innings. Grant Holmes, number 14, the 2-1. A line drive in a right field, that's in for a base hit. Opposite field hit by Kennedy, makes him 1-for-3. That's the 11th hit for Reno. They lead this game 9-4 here in the bottom of the eighth. And the batter's Canzone, who has singled and stolen the base, grounded out and hit a two-run home run off Aaron Brown. Ideal weather today in Reno. Went out to one of my favorite spots on the road to breakfast, a few miles from the hotel. Got an Uber ride there. And then afterwards, fastball strike in the outside corner, 0-1. It was just so nice out. I just walked the whole way back. Took about an hour, but perfect day. One strike on Canzone, who's 2-for-3. Graterol is on deck. The pitch, up and away. One ball and one strike. 9 runs, 11 hits, nowheres for Reno. Las Vegas 4-7-1. Holmes is ready with the 1-1. Ground ball foul outside first. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. All the games in the series, same start time of 6:35, except for Saturday at 4:05. And the matinee on Sunday at 1:05. The Aviators will stay in Reno Sunday night. And then Monday, they'll get the flight to SeaTac Airport near Seattle. And then travel to Tacoma and get ready to face the Rainiers as this lengthy road trip will continue at that point. Holmes, 1-2 pitch to Dominic Canzone. Fastball foul back. He went for a high pitch at 94 miles an hour. 9-4 Reno, bottom of the eighth. This date in baseball history. Some juicy nuggets for you here. I love going back way back because you get some really good, cool names of teams and players. There's a liner in the center for a base hit. In to pick it up is McKinney. He fires it back in toward third. Stopping at second is Buddy Kennedy. So Grant Holmes comes in and is immediately greeted by back-to-back singles by Buddy Kennedy and Canzone, who's got three hits now. Here's Graterol, lined out and grounded out twice, 0-for-3. On this date in 1875, in front of a record crowd of 10,000 at the Hartford Ball Club grounds. The visiting Boston Red Stockings, who were 16-0, beat the Hartford team. The Hartford team was called the Dark Blues. They were 12-0. two undefeated teams, and Boston won the game 10-5. 1875, fastball, high ball one. To give you an idea how long ago that was, one of the people watching that game in attendance was Mark Twain. And he lost, or had it taken from him. There's a fly ball to shallow left. Moving in is Fernandez, and the ball plops in for another base hit. Kennedy stops at third. The bases are loaded. Fernandez had no chance. Ball was hit off the end of the bat and just parachuted in there for a base hit. Three straight singles off of Holmes. And with Reno leading 9-4, they have the bases loaded with nobody out in the eighth for Rivera, who's flied out. Singled and picked off, and then homered off Aaron Brown. 2-for-3. When Mark Twain was at that ball game, he had something that was very important to him, an English-made brown silk umbrella. And apparently, the reports were a small boy took it when Twain stood up to cheer for his hometown team. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike one on Rivera. And offered a $5 reward for returning it. $5 back then. Nice little chunk of change. Bases loaded, nobody out, bottom of the eighth. 13 hits now for Reno. They lead 9-4. Breaking ball low and away. One ball and one strike on Yadiel Rivera. Leadoff man Camden Duzenac is on deck. Infield is in. Here's the pitch. Line toward left field. That's going to land and go all the way to the wall. Fernandez chases it. Kennedy and Canzone both score. Graterol stops at third as the throw comes in. It's a two-run double by Rivera, who has three hits out of the number nine slot in the batting order. And it's now 11-4, Reno. In the eighth inning, the game has been busted wide open, and there's still nobody out. So Holmes comes in, three straight singles and a two-run double. And now Duzenac, flied out, homered, singled and scored, and popped out. 2-for-4 in this game. Infield in at first and regular depth everywhere else. There's a strike going one on Duzenac. Bottom of the eighth, 11 runs, 14 hits, no errors for Reno. Las Vegas has been quiet since the second inning, when they led 4-1. That's a distant memory. Four runs, seven hits, one error for them. Fastball fouled off to the right out of play. 0-2. Home set. And as a slider swung on and missed, strike three. Langeliers picks it up out of the dirt and fires it down to Garcia to complete the strikeout. One out with runners remaining at second and third. Here's McCarthy. Homered, grounded out, flied out, and hit by a pitch. 11-4 Reno. They scored 14 runs to win yesterday, 14-6. And it looked like a different type of ball game entirely early on. Turning point was the seven-run sixth that put Reno in the driver's seat. Second and third, one out. And Jake McCarthy stands in. Holmes ready. Here's his pitch. Fastball outside, ball one. On this date in 1929 in a doubleheader at Philadelphia's tiny little Baker Bowl, the Dodgers and Phillies combined to score a record at that time, 50 runs. Dodgers won 20-16 and lost the second game 8-6. Curveball down and in. It's 2-0. Well, when I was in the Double-A Texas League for the Midland Angels, now the Midland Rockhounds, Oakland's Double-A team at a totally different stadium, they played a game back in 1990 against Wichita, fastball outside, 3-0, where 50 runs scored in one game. I still have the score sheet from that game. Wichita won the game 33-17. It's actually one of the shorter 50-run games that you'll see. I think it was like 335 or something. Here's the 3-0. That's low ball four. So that loads the bases with one out for Stone Garrett, who has singled, flied out, walked and scored and grounded out. One for three. But Wichita at that time was a Padre affiliate in the Texas League. Pitching coach Steve Conley going out to visit with Grant Holmes. Two runs have scored here in the eighth, and the bases are loaded with one out. One of the top sluggers of the league, Stone Garrett, coming up. Reno leading 11-4 here in the eighth. The following day, I had a chance to talk with the starting pitcher for Wichita from the previous day, that debacle, 33-17. His name was Jeremy Hernandez. And his line, he pitched five innings, allowed 10 earned runs, and got the win. That's an ERA of 18. Got the win. And he said to me, you know what? I'd rather pitch better and lose than pitch like that and win. But that ballpark was something. Small ballpark, the wind, the prevailing winds were always blowing out. And that infield was like a parking lot. Faster than most AstroTurf. You had a ground ball. If it wasn't right at somebody, it was going through. So he had the perfect storm, and it was an unbelievable day. Swing and a miss, strike one on Garrett. Two runs in at the bottom of the eighth for Reno. They've extended their lead to 11-4. Graterol third, Rivera at second, McCarthy at first. The 0-1 from Grant Holmes. Here it is. Driven in the air to right. That's where Jackson is. Drew makes the catch. Graterol tags and is coming to the plate. He'll score on a sacrifice fly to make it 12-4. There are two outs. An RBI for Garrett. Rivera tags and takes third on that play. Here's Beer. Beer is in a double play. Struck out at a pop-up that fell in for a single in the shallow left and then grounded into a fielder's choice. When Dermese Garcia threw Jake McCarthy out at home on a ground ball. In the Las Vegas ninth, they'll have the 9-1 and 2 hitters. Vince Fernandez, Drew Jackson, and Billy McKinney. Ground ball to first, grabbed by Garcia. He'll go to the bag himself and step on it with a right foot, and the inning is over. But another nice inning for the Reno Aces. They add to their lead again with three runs in the inning on four hits. No errors. They leave two on base. We now go to the ninth inning. And the score, Reno 12, the Aviators 4.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Everybody wants to know how much a loan from Dollar Loan Center really costs, and it's way less than most people think. Let's start with a loan of $500, and we'll do the math from there. A $500 loan at Dollar Loan Center costs $2.75 a day in interest. If you need it for a week, $19.25. That's it.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
Welcome back to Reno. Last chance for Las Vegas. They trail big now. In a game they once led 4-1, they have given up 11 unanswered runs. And Reno leads 12-4. And the Aviators down to their last three outs. Closer Kevin Ginkle, who needs, they believe, an inning here. And it's not really a closing situation, but they're going to bring him in. Fastball is inside, ball one to Vince Fernandez. Ginkle's had a good year out of the bullpen. He's 6'4", 235 pounds, 28 years old. He's from San Diego, 22nd round pick in the 2016 draft. Fernandez swings and misses. Fastball at 95, 101. Vince is 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Ginkle, G-I-N-K-E-L. 1-0 with a 1.59 ERA. Couple of saves. Slider swung on and missed. It's 1-2. So Ginkle, a 1-2 advantage on Vince Fernandez. Fastball swung on and missed. 3-3. He elevated one at 96 and threw it by him. Tough pitch. Tough pitch to lay off and a tough pitch to hit. One out for Jackson, who has singled again, walked, and grounded out. 2-for-3 also with a stolen base and a run scored. The pitch to Jackson. Drew swings and misses at that fastball at 96. Strike one. Ginkle has been close to automatic lately. He's only given up two total runs. Pitches a strike, and it's 0-2. And he's had 12 appearances coming into this one. Also has not been scored upon in six straight games, the 0-2. Slider down and away, 1-2. In those six innings, he's given up two hits, walked two, struck out 12. And struck out more than half the batters he has faced this year. Kevin Ginkle. Ninth inning, 12-4 Reno. And Billy McKinney waits on deck. The 1-2. Up and in, almost got him in the bill of the helmet. Jackson bailing out of there. 95-mile-an-hour pellet came mighty close. 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 to Drew Jackson. Ginkle. Slider popped up first base side and foul ground. Beer there to make the catch into the coaching box. Two outs. Now it's up to Billy McKinney, 1-for-4 with a single back in the second inning. This date in 1942, night games in New York. Banned for the rest of World War II, leaving fans in the dark about the status of the All-Star Game, which was scheduled for the Polo Grounds in New York. For the evening of Monday, July 6th, the prohibition of nighttime games was announced by New York City Police Commissioner Louis Valentine. It changed the starting times for 28 games involving the Dodgers and Giants. Pitches ball one. The first Yankee Stadium night game was in 1946, 7 years after the Dodgers played their first night game at Ebbets Field. 1-0. McKinney waits. Fastball lifted foul to the left. That's back out of play. One ball and one strike. First night game at Ebbets Field was in 1938. They played Cincinnati. Johnny Vandermeer that night threw his second straight no-hitter. First night game ever at Ebbets. Sitting in the first base box seats was one Harry Langer, grandfather of yours truly. Change up is outside, and McKinney up with a two-ball, one-strike count. If he reaches, Langeliers will be next. Reno socking it to the Aviators last night, 14-6, and one out away from a similar outcome here. There's a slow bounding ball toward third. Kennedy picks it up and throws and gets him, and the game is over. Back-to-back nights. A big, big win for Reno. And they take this one 12-4. They've scored 26 runs now in the first two games of this series to just 10 by the Aviators. I'll be back with the totals after this.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate on my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multi-flex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multi-flex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Carl's Jr. presents your Gold Rush Bite. It's time for the Gold Rush to come to you. For only $3.49, the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger has two charbroiled beef patties, melty cheese, and crispy bacon covered with sweet, tangy Carolina Gold barbecue sauce. So it's dripping with gold until the very last bite. All for just $3.49. Bite into the new Gold Digger Double Cheeseburger, part of Charbroil Double Deals at Carl's Jr. Order on the Carl's Jr. app and earn double the stars on any purchase. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included. Not valid with any other offer, discount, or combo. Price and participation may vary. My Rewards members earn double stars through the app for a limited time. See app for details.
Hey, welcome back. All right, well, the Reno Aces and the Las Vegas Aviators split six games to open this season back in early April at Las Vegas Ballpark. But so far, the Aviators have dropped the first two games here. Last night, they were never really in the game, losing 14-6. Well, they got to within 8-6 when they hit three straight home runs, but Reno pulled away to win big with the biggest run total scored against the Aviators this year, 14 runs. And tonight, it looked like the Aviators had the advantage. They had the advantage early, but they did not get anything after the second inning, and the Aces took charge with a 7-run, 6-2-in at 12-4 to go up 2-0 in the series. Reno is now 20-18. Tonight they get 12 runs on 14 hits and no errors, leaving four men on base. And they're now 5-3 against Las Vegas. The Aviators are also 20-18, and now they're now one game back of Salt Lake in the PCL West. Las Vegas tonight, four runs, seven hits, one error, leaving seven on base. The winning pitcher, reliever Humberto Mejia, who is now 1-1. The loss, Colin Wiles, Las Vegas starter, who's now 3-3. A crowd of 2,895 paid to see the game, which took 2 hours and 31 minutes to complete. As far as home runs are concerned, Matt Davidson hit his second in as many nights for Las Vegas against his old team, Reno, and his 10th overall for the year, a 3-run home run. And for Reno, solo home run by Jake McCarthy, his 5th. A solo homer by Camden Duzenac, his 5th. And the big one, the home run that turned the entire game around in the 6th inning, Drew Ellis, a grand slam, his 3rd home run of the year, then home runs by Dominic Canzone and Yadiel Rivera later in that same inning as they really poured it on. For Canzone, his 2nd, for Rivera, his 2nd as well. On the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll take another glance back at this game, and then we will also get to the Hash House of Go-Go scores in the Pacific Coast League and also, the major leagues, and that's all coming up right around the corner.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to the Las Vegas Ballpark on the 4th of July. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, the Bad, and Rad Tour, presented by A-Shock, marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports. All to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it.
Las Vegas.
It's going down at the Las Vegas Ballpark on the 4th of July. Tickets as low as $29 are on sale now at NitroCircus.com.
high prices keeping you awake at night? I can solve both those problems with great prices and great sleep. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where you'll save big at the Best Mattress Memorial Day sale. Our sleep experts will help you find the sleep system with the latest technology that's perfect for the way you sleep. Plus, get a free adjustable base with the purchase of a qualified Serta, Sealy, or Beautyrest mattress. And we've got a wide variety of great financing options to choose from. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Welcome to the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show. Russ Langer here from Reno. Well, the Aviators are humbled for the second straight night here at the hands of their in-state rivals. Last night, a 14-6 loss, and tonight, well, the Aviators looked like they were ready to take charge and get even in the series early on. A three-run home run by Matt Davidson off left-handed starter Tommy Henry after a single by Drew Jackson and a one-out walk to Shea Langeliers. A long home run to left, a towering drive that got out. 3-0 Vegas at the end of one. The Aces got a home run by Jake McCarthy to cut it to 3-1, and Las Vegas made it 4-1 when in the second inning with two outs, Vince Fernandez singled, and then Drew Jackson and Billy McKinney all singled to load the bases, and Shea Langeliers walked to force in Fernandez. Las Vegas led 4-1, but after that bases-loaded walk, Las Vegas did not score, and they only had two more hits for the rest of the game, as Reno pitching completely shut them down. Meanwhile, the Aces got to work in the third for a single run and a home run by Camden Duzenac. And at the end of three and at the end of four and at the end of five and a half, Las Vegas maintained a 4-2 lead. But Reno erupted in the sixth inning with a seven-run inning. It began with a single by Duzenac off Wiles. McCarthy flied out. Garrett walked. And Beer hit a pop-up in the shallow left that fell in. Vince Fernandez, lunging to his left, had trouble finding it in the twilight and didn't get any help from any of the infielders. And the ball plopped in, and then Drew Ellis hit a grand slam on a 3-1 pitch. That was the turning point of this game, because at that point, it went from Las Vegas leading 4-2 to Reno leading 6-4, and they never looked back. They kept pouring it on. Two more home runs later in that inning, reliever Aaron Bount, one by Dominic Canzone, one by Yadiel Rivera, and they scored three more in the eighth off Grant Holmes to just put the icing on the cake, and they win it 12-4. So the Aviators now outscored 26-10 in the first two games of this particular series, and they'll try to get up off the mat, then come back tomorrow behind their ace, Jared Koenig, in Game 3 at 6:35 as well. I'll be back with some scores next, right after this.
Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
We'll check some scores now around the Pacific Coast League. It was El Paso winning the second game of their series in Oklahoma City by a 9-1 final. Round Rock defeated Sugarland. That final score was 11-3 down in Sugarland, just outside of Houston. Elsewhere, Sacramento shut out Tacoma by a score of 5-0. And Salt Lake also a shutout win at home. They defeated the Albuquerque Isotopes for the second consecutive day. And this time the final score was 8-0 from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake. In the major leagues, Tampa defeated the Detroit Tigers 6-1 in 11 innings. Milwaukee got by Atlanta 7-6. Rockies beat the Giants 5-3. Minnesota over Oakland 14-4. The Dodgers won their fifth straight behind Walker Buehler over Arizona at Dodger Stadium by a score 5-3. Boston beat Houston 5-1 at Fenway. In 10, Washington defeated the Marlins 5-4. The Phillies shut out San Diego 3-0. The Yankees got by Baltimore 3-2. It was Seattle 5, Toronto 1. The Mets defeated St. Louis 11-4. Pittsburgh beat the Cubs 3-2. In 10 innings, Texas prevailed over the Rangers. That was a 6-5 final. It was Kansas City 6 and the White Sox 2. And Cincinnati at Cleveland was rained out. I'll be back with a final word from Greater Nevada Field in Reno next, right after this.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
O'Reilly. If your wiper blades are smearing and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts to save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Our professional parts people will even install them for you for free. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Indiana coming out of there, John Mellencamp, because tomorrow the Reno starter is a fellow from also from the Hoosier State. His name is Dre Jamison. He's from Greenfield, Indiana, went to college in that state, also Ball State. He had good numbers at AA Amarillo and recently got called up at AA Amarillo in a hitter-friendly park. He was 2-1 with a 2.41 ERA. Now his record, 0-1, he made the one appearance for Reno and got hit pretty hard by Tacoma, but this will be a start at home. We'll see how he does. Former first-round pick by the Diamondbacks from 2019. But he's got a big assignment. He's got to beat arguably the top starting pitcher right now in the league, Jared Koenig, 3-2 with a 2.36 ERA. And there's at least one pitcher with a lower ERA now, Jake Kalish of Salt Lake, who has ERAs under 1.9. However, Koenig coming back, I mean, he's just been off the charts in the last few outings. And we'll see how he does here as he's going to work at 6:35 for the first pitch. And then the pregame show here on AM 920, Raider Nation Radio, will be at 6:20. And the Aviators looking for the first win of the series while Reno tries to make it 3-0. Again, lefty Jared Koenig, 3-2 against righty Dre Jamison, who is 0-1 tomorrow for Game 3. My thanks to Chris Chapman for his outstanding production work back in the Lotus Studios tonight, helping us get the broadcast to you. And thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. Until tomorrow night, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine evening from Greater Nevada Field in Reno, where tonight Reno defeated the Aviators 12-4. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
You can do it right out of the gate starting in 2022.
Just saying it. Weekdays from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. Fred Nation with Fred Fowler and Greg Frank.
Telepathy doesn't work on radio.
Yeah, that's true.
That's one thing that I know that I'm better at than the aliens are is radio, because telepathy doesn't work. Look, here, I'm going to try it. I've got a really salient point here I'm about to make, okay? Here we go. Crickets! Yeah. Doesn't work. Another lesson you've learned today.
Fred Nation, weekday afternoons from 1 to 4 Eastern. Fred Nation with Fred Fowler and Greg Frank.
Amari Cooper, you're new to the Browns. Come on this cruise with me. One of my offensive weapons, but O-line... I don't know that you're invited.
Oh,
another
boy.
Chapter in the Deshaun Watson side.
Yeah, so offensive linemen don't get to get massages. Are they just too fat? Is that it? It costs too much?
Yeah. Well, if I was an offensive lineman, I might remember that come the fall. Oh, this big pass rusher, I got a ball.